This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Everybody, Rob here. Just a little disclaimer at the front of the show that we ran into some tech issues, and in the mailbag, you're going to hear some points where I had to restore the audio from the backup. So there's going to be some rough patches in the audio. I apologize about that. Hope it does not interfere too much with your enjoyment of this week's episode of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Yes, that's right. Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, episode number 126, talking about season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show. Excited to get into that. We got a good old-fashioned season 3, episode 7 coming your way after last week's marathon TV theme song bracket that was so well received by all of our listeners. Really appreciate all the love that we got this week. Here is a man who is ready to go here, coming out of bracket season unscathed. Here is Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Whitaker.
Yeah, everybody loved it last week, and everyone's going to love this week's episode.
Yes, yes. So much positivity in the world.
Listen. First of all, I mean, I think there is positivity. I think everyone said it was a good episode last week. People just wanted their show to be in the bracket.
Mm-hmm. You think everybody said it was a good show last week?
I think, no, not everybody. But I think the majority of the important people said it was good.
Okay. Oh, now you're opening up a second can of worms.
No, people liked it. People were like mad, you know, that whatever. I think it was a good week for people who think that Akiva has the pulse of the audience, honestly.
Yes. That's why you feel like it was an especially like positive week?
No, I don't think so. Listen, if someone wounds you, Rob, they wound me too. We are one man.
What's the take that you have that was like your finger on the pulse of the audience?
Well, I thought the OC was like, I said there's
should've
OC.
Won, probably.
Defenders. And yeah. You said, well, I don't think it should have won, but you're like, there are no OC defenders. But it turns out there are.
No, my miscalculation was I thought they were community defenders.
Yeah, that is true too. Yeah, the community people, they are, you know, maybe hibernating for the winter.
I thought like if like anybody came up like, hey, OC, that there would have been five community people that said, hey, leave Rob alone. He was right.
Didn't hear from one person.
Yeah. Okay, so lesson learned. Got it. So anyway, Uncle Kiwi, so we had a season 3, episode 7 bracket at the end of last week's podcast. And the Muppet Show was the winner.
Does this technically mean that it's still bracket season?
It technically is. I mean, we are recording this podcast on March 28th, being released on March 28th.
You know, Will from America, the great songstress of our time, he said that...
Songstress of our time?
Well, a songwriter? I don't know. I guess that's probably the wrong... Anyway, he reminded me we had a whole bracket season song. We didn't play once this year.
We did?
Last year, we had a bracket season song.
He wrote one?
He wrote one. I mean, we played it last year during bracket season, and we completely forgot it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll see if I can find in my email if I have it, but that does not ring a bell to me.
It didn't, you know, I had forgotten about it. And I said, well, you know, we would have played it. I just sent it to you in the chat.
Oh, okay.
And, right. You know, we would have played it and I forgot about it, but we have all these songs that we forgot exist even.
Okay. Here, hold
but
on.
We're going to have to, if we play the song, when he says the bracket scene's about to start, can you and I both chirp in with end?
Okay.
At the beginning of the song, it says bracket scene's about to start.
Sounds good. Okay. So here, let me just go ahead and let me share this with you so you can hear it when I'm about to play it, of course, here for the audience. And so here is a bracket song from Will from America.
I can't believe it's finally the start to bracket season. It's the month of March. I'm not taking care of all my kids at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a bracket man.
Wow. Yeah, it kind of came back to me. I remember. It was a long year, okay?
Yeah, that was like 14 years ago when he wrote that song, March 21st. I guess that was, you know, very beginning of... Rob wasn't quarantining yet, but most people were by March 21st.
Yeah. So, all right, great job by Will from America. And yeah, so this is going to be the end of the bracket season. So we'll get to our Muppet Show season 3, episode 7. But it's been a minute since it's just me and you on the podcast. How's everything going?
Everything's good. Yeah. By the way, we did a Clubhouse this week. I did my first ever Clubhouse.
Yes. Yes.
And we heard from a lot of listeners and maybe non-listeners about ideas they had for the theme song bracket and what was snubbed and what the flubs were.
Mm-hmm.
We also got a good pitch for next year. In the bracket, which was TV characters,
catchphrases. Yeah,
I thought that was very good. I think that's like automatically next year, and I'm sure that won't get people mad.
Sure, well, we can only hope. So, all right, so that's for March 2022, a ways away.
Ooh, that sounds like a long time ago.
We will have here today, as promised for the last couple of weeks, a Clubhouse mailbag coming up later on in this episode.
Yeah. Do you want to guess how many people are going to be in the mailbag with us?
I mean, I think there'll be probably like 100 people on.
All right, that's solid. Are we gonna listen to pitches from all 100 of them?
Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
If it stinks, it stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
One
other piece of business.
Yeah.
Our email was down for a week, and I know people were trying to email us. So renap@robisawebsite.com or needapodcast@robisawebsite.com. Both back and running, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry about that. If you were trying to send us in a pitch or if we missed any gold this week, then just shoot it our way. needapodcast@robasawebsite.com. So yeah, what's been going on in your world? You were offline for a bit.
Yeah, I was off for 48 hours. It's very overwhelming going away for 48 hours because when I go away for 24 hours, I log off Friday nights and I come back on Saturdays, and a lot of times like nothing happens in the world, but then sometimes, especially like in the olden days, like lots of things would happen. There'd be a big news story, or I'd miss a whole news cycle. Certainly with sports, like things change, you miss a bunch of games. And then when you're away for 48 hours, like that's a lot of internet to miss. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's memes I'll never understand now. There's who knows what's happening? Up is down, left is right in the NFL draft. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I really should have somebody who like is just logging what I'm missing.
Yeah.
And just send it to me. Like a digest, like Kiwi's digest. Like
could we get a bot maybe to do that? Of like maybe basically like load in like any sort of Jewish holidays into the bot, and then it'll just like re-recording like trending topics while you were gone.
Honestly, it is a good idea. I'm shocked nobody's done it, since I'm not the only person in this boat.
Maybe other people can follow it, but they'd have to be on your schedule.
Yes, it would have to be. Yeah, like you put the hours you're away and it tells you like, all right, because imagine if you miss like the Cinnamon Toast Shrimp thing. Like, how lost would you be if you came back 48 hours into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or you'd miss it forever. Or I did like I logged onto Facebook for a second before, and some guy's like, you see this? You see this? The guy had shrimp in his Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
I like when Facebook people get news like a week late from the Twitter people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that guy's over. Like, that guy already like got canceled, hasn't tweeted in 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Milkshake Duck. But the Facebook people are just finding out about it now, and like, the email forward people, they still have a few months before they find out about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You still email forward people? That's how some people
there are. Oh, trust me. I got relatives who are email forward people. I still get forward emails.
Yes. I wanted to say, like, hey, did you hear about this? That's the subject. Yeah,
it's like, it's a lot of like, hey, did you hear about it? It's like the drunk uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From SNL. No, I honestly, I don't open them. I do not open them. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they have like videos that don't load in the forward emails. Like, you know, it's
not, is it like funny videos, or is it like, hey, there's like this new pertinent news item?
No, it's not politics. It's usually funny. I mean, ostensibly funny videos from like usually, you know, the boomer crowd, like 65 plus, not us boomers, like 65 plus people sending, you know, it's a link that doesn't load. It's a joke, but it's hard to find because it's like so buried in. Like one time I thought it was missing the joke. And then I spoke to the relative and they're like, oh, did you see that? And like I realized, oh, the joke was in there. I just like didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But yes, there still are forward email people. There are fewer and like probably the same people still use AOL, honestly.
Okay,
so my grandpa, who does not send forward emails, does still use AOL.
Okay.
I mean, his professional email.
Yeah. But he's in his 90s, right?
He is in his 90s, but he still uses email and it's AOL.
Okay.
You know.
Hey, what do you want him to migrate to, like, open up a new account?
You think you do well on TikTok, my grandpa?
I mean, probably.
You like a TikTok? I'm sure that's already taken, but that's not a bad idea. I should tell my kids to get Grandpa go TikTok viral. We have TikTok Nicole and TikTok Howard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show, hosted by Alice Cooper. Could you believe it?
Are you an Alice Cooper guy?
No. Do I come across as an Alice Cooper guy?
Do you know a second Alice Cooper song besides School's Out?
I do. I do actually know one well, which I sort of like had forgot that it was attributed to Alice Cooper. It was a song that was performed on this episode of The Muppet Show.
What's that? Welcome to My Nightmare?
Welcome to My Nightmare.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you explain? Can we like back up a little bit? Because I know nothing about this show.
Yes.
Can you explain like the show, how it's sort of like, give me some bullet points and the listeners, because I think a lot of listeners don't know like how the show works, even just like the bullet points.
All right, real quick. Okay. So every week we get emails for ideas for the wheel, and then we decide what should go on the wheel. Then we spin it, and then whatever comes up on the wheel, we talk about. Sometimes it's a season 3, episode 7 of a TV show, and that's what we're talking about today. The Muppet Show.
Okay. Now, specifically, the episode that we're going to do now.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm explaining the concept of the Muppet Show.
Yes. Yes. Did you earnestly think I wanted to explain the concept of Vernap?
No. It's
we used to do that at the beginning. I do think like people write in and say you should explain the concept of the show. So maybe you should do that every week.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
I don't know.
The Muppet Show, you know, the Muppets are the characters created by Jim Henson. And again, I should probably look this up on Wikipedia rather than talk out of my butt and then get a million corrections. But they were created by Jim Henson. They began appearing on Sesame Street in 1969. Then I believe also they were like supposed to be part of like SNL, and I'm not sure if they ultimately got cut from like the premiere of SNL, and they ended up getting a primetime series, which was, you know, in the 70s, it was very hot to have variety shows. And basically the Muppet Show is like a TV variety show hosted by Kermit and a, you know, crew of Muppets. And it was a wildly successful television show running from 1976 to 1981. Then they went and started making feature films, including 1979's The Muppet Movie, 1981's The Great Muppet Caper, and the conclusion to the trilogy of 1984's The Muppets Take Manhattan.
Okay. And what's going on with the Muppet IP today?
So of late, you know, the Muppet IP has sort of like never really found like a solid footing from its heydays. Like they've never like fully gone away, but they've never been like as culturally relevant as they were in the late 70s. There was the cartoon incarnation of Muppet Babies, which ran from 1984 to 1991. There have been a bunch of like different Muppet movies that they have made, like Muppets Christmas Carol and Muppets from Space, Muppet Treasure Island. And I don't know if any of them were real, like, blockbuster successes. There was the 2011 Jason Segel project, which really tried to, like, jumpstart the Muppets. And I think it was a hit, but I don't think it really ultimately... Did you see that one? It was a titular The Muppets.
And what was that, on ABC?
No, that was the movie with Jason Segel.
Oh, the Jason Segel movie. Didn't they have a show? Have they not had a show in the last decade
and then,
or so?
Yes, and then they came back and they did a series. Muppets Now was like they had like a primetime series on ABC. Oh no, Muppets Now is the one that they're doing now on Disney Plus. I don't remember what the name of the primetime series they did on ABC.
It was called The Muppets. It was stylized on lowercase, The Muppets.
Okay. So, yeah. And there was also a Muppets Most Wanted movie in 2014 that I don't think anybody really cared about. So, the Muppets have been struggling to sort of like find a footing. Now, there is a reboot of Muppet Babies on the Disney Channel. And so, the Muppets are out there. And they've had many different incarnations, but probably, you know, never as successful as in their initial run.
Do you think our kids know who Kermit and Miss Piggy are?
Yeah, I mean, my kids definitely do.
Yeah, but you don't. They don't know a third. They could name a third Muppet, I'm sure.
They could name all of them. That they watch the Disney reboot of The Muppet Babies.
Oh, okay, fine. But the average kid out there. Because I, you know, who has not seen that?
I don't know. I can't tell with like these kids shows just how popular like the new version of the Muppet Babies are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like my kids had no familiarity with these characters before I showed them the show tonight, and they did like it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I almost feel like that maybe the lost generation for the Muppets might be like Gen Z. Of that, did Gen Z have like a time with the Muppets where mm-hmm. that in, you know, in my childhood, like they certainly had like they were everywhere. And then, you know, children grew up with the Muppet Babies TV show. But like from, you know, 1991 through like 2011, like those mm-hmm. 10 years, if you were a kid, then I don't know if you're seeing a ton of Muppets unless somebody's taking you to see one of these Muppet movies.
Right. Do our college age listeners know the Muppets? I think they do. I think there's like enough out there mm-hmm. in the culture that they like, I don't know if they've like watched Muppet shows, but they know who the Muppets are at the very least.
So we are talking about the season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show, which is now the full catalog is on Disney Plus. So this was great timing when it went in the fishbowl. It was not on Disney Plus. They had a big launch recently.
Yeah. By the way, Renatbot tweeted in the last 20 minutes about the Muppets, oddly.
Yes. What did she say?
Renatbot is a she. I guess it is, right?
Because I mean, I go by that it's Vicky the robot from Small Wonder. Yeah. So that's who mm-hmm. I think it is.
Yeah, I think you're right. Tease for the Muppets 2 later this year. I was actually going to be on a Robin Akiva podcast last week about Leprechaun 2, but I forgot to come back and missed it. I think it's always a good idea to tease what the future holds for each show or movies or whatever. Time will tell. So we didn't know, but we're going to have a guest for this episode, the Renatbot. We just didn't
that would
work
be
out,
a great episode if we get the Renatbot to be a
imagine
guest.
If the Renatbot just shows up. We had no idea. They just show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they have a Money in the Bank pass?
I mean, if we could sort of figure out a way to like have the Renatbot have an actual voice, then I'd say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, imagine if the Renatbot could really talk.
Yeah, that would be a new feature if we could
maybe
get
a little
that.
Too scary for me, honestly, the idea of the Renatbot talking.
Yeah. Well, I would it talk like Vicky from the robot from Small Wonder?
Maybe it could be one of those like Waze type things where you could choose the voice.
Okay.
Like saying whatever it's saying, but it could be like a British lady. It could be whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Stallone.
Sure. Now, could Bill, the Sly Stallone fan, listen to that podcast, or have to wait until he turns 40?
Depends if there's any spoilers in the... We really should have Bill on that. He said he's turning 40 soon, right? The guy who... We really should have him on. Maybe watch Rockies with him or something.
Yeah. All right. So the original air date of this episode is November 2nd, 1978, for season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show, featuring Alice Cooper. Akiva, for any of our listeners who are not familiar with Alice Cooper, could you describe Alice Cooper? Also, by the and again, this episode is available on Disney Plus if anybody wants to watch it before hearing us talk about what's going on here.
I mean, I don't know much about Alice Cooper, but I think, like, Alice Cooper, I guess, like, if you had, like, you know, it was heavy metal, sort of hard rock, but not like really hard, but like a little bit of shock rock. I would say if they had a closest comp, it would probably be Kiss, right?
Yeah, it seems like that there's a lot of these people who are there, you know, Ozzy Osbourne also, who are sort of like really like playing with we're not just into metal. We're also sort of into Satanism.
Yeah. And dress up. I mean, most famous song for Alice Cooper, School's Out. Also, I'm 18, which I really knew from the Varsity Blues soundtrack, I believe it was on.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the songs I know, from the Coop.
Yeah. Coop. So
his fans call.
This episode really does it's an interesting mix of, the Muppets, which traditionally like family friendly, you think, show for kids, even though this was a primetime series, and then mix in, Alice Cooper and a lot of, his, dark arts.
So basically, the show is a little bit like SNL, where there's one guest, although I think it's usually a musical guest, right? Or is it always a musical guest?
No, it's not always a musical guest. I mean, that there are plenty. I mean, you could run through the list of other people who are hosting the show. That there's a lot of times they sing songs, but it's not always a musical guest.
All right, fine. Season 3 hosts of The Muppet Show: Kris Kristofferson and Rita Coolidge.
Yeah.
Leo Sayer. Don't know who that is. I don't know if the Wikipedia page even works.
Is that the fourth most famous Leonardo?
Oh, well, let's see if their real name is Leonardo. No, Gerald Hugh Leo is not their not the real name. Sorry. Roy Clark, Gilda Radner from SNL.
Yeah.
Pearl Bailey. Don't know who that is. Oh, okay, yeah. Gene Stapleton. And then after Alice Cooper, Loretta Lynn, Liberace, Marissa Berenson, Raquel Welch, James Coco, Helen Reddy, Harry Belafonte, some names I really don't know.
Yeah.
Big Bird, I know, with Leslie Uggams.
Yeah.
And Sly Stallone. Wow. So we could have watched the Sly Stallone episode here. No spoilers, because it's only February 1979.
Yeah.
Roger Miller and Lynn Redgrave, a lot of big names, and Cheryl Ladd, season finale.
Yeah. So Alice Cooper is there, and we see there's a cold open, and Kermit is wondering hey, who are all these scary Muppets that are here? They're not supposed to be here. And Alice Cooper, I guess, travels with his own entourage of scary Muppets.
Yeah, Larry. So Alice Cooper has giant Muppets, right? Like super. Oh, imagine if the Muppets were people sized, basically.
Are you talking about at the end of the episode?
Oh, the end of the episode. Yeah,
no, I think those are part of the Muppets.
Those are Muppets.
Yeah.
Wow, those are giant Muppets.
Yeah, they have some giant Muppets that like to run around. Like the Muppets are monsters.
But they're not scary. Like, even me, who I think a lot of things are spooky, like, the Muppets, to me, do not scare me at
all.
Were
you scared of Alice Cooper?
No, I was never scared of Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, again, School's Out is a positive message. Like, when you're a kid, you love the idea of no more teachers, no more books, no more pencils, no more books.
Yeah,
no more teachers.
But how old was Alice Cooper when he wrote that song? Like, unless he is a teacher, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that's weird. Is he in his 30s when he's writing School's Out for Summer?
Okay, let's see. So he's born in February 1948, and he writes School's Out. That's a good question. When does School's Out come out?
Because when you're a certain age, and unless you're a teacher, it's like School's Out, damn.
Yeah, right.
When is school going to be back in?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. When was School's Out written?
Yeah. By the way,
because he's really, it's like stolen valor for students and teachers.
I saw a recent photo of Alice Cooper, and he doesn't look that much worse than he does here in the 70s.
Well, he's trying to look scary in the 70s. all right, 1972, so 24. Is 24 too old to be singing School's Out?
Did he go to college?
Unless he meant like, yeah. You think grad school was out? He was like, all right, I got my MBA. School's out forever. Like, that's how it's out forever. It's like, guys, I'm not getting my PhD. I'm going straight to, you know, Fortune 500 company. I'm Alice Cooper.
Do you think that Alice Cooper was like an intimidating figure if you ever met him, like not in his like Alice Cooper costume?
I think a big softy. If I had to guess, knowing nothing about him, don't want to scroll down to anything on his Wikipedia page. I think he's probably a nice guy.
Yeah, I think if he was like out of costume and you just walked in like and he was your dentist, you would like think nothing of it.
I mean, would he be dressed the way he is now as the dentist?
No, he's not in his Alice Cooper costume. So my first exposure to Alice Cooper came as a young wrestling fan. And I believe he was in Jake the Snake Roberts' corner at WrestleMania 3.
Oh, interesting. Another like smart thing he did, I think it was smart, was his band is just called Alice Cooper, right? He's like, Alice Cooper is the name of the group, but it's not even like Dave Matthews calls it the Dave Matthews Band. It's just Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else gets any, you know, any publicity there, but it's a solid move for him.
Yeah. Okay.
What's Alice Cooper doing now? Is he like touring? Could you like, if in a normal time?
He's 73 years old. I'm not sure if he's on tour.
All right, Cooper released his 21st solo album, Detroit Stories, on February 26th of this year.
Wow.
Should we play a song?
I thought you listened to an album every week. You missed this one?
I guess it didn't make my... Well, first of all, I don't listen to an album every week. I try to listen to every album that comes out, Rob. At least
well,
like 10,
how did you miss
10
this
to 12.
One?
I don't know how I missed the coop. Should we play a song? Can we play a song? Should we play a song from Alice Cooper's album from last month?
I don't know
what
how.
What if he's making his best music now?
Yeah.
Like, what if Alice Cooper, like... Oh, you like the Alice Cooper old stuff? Oh, you're like an Alice Cooper casual. Like everyone knows Alice Cooper in 2021 is making his best music. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Alice Cooper on Twitter?
I suspect not.
You think no?
I think not.
Okay. He is on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Is it really him though?
I don't think it's him. I think it's like his band is on Twitter.
Yeah. Like I follow like Billy Joel and Billy Joel. It's not Billy Joel on Twitter. Like they like just like tell you like what Billy Joel is doing.
Yeah. Only follows 29 people, 847,000 followers. Does not appear to be Alice himself. Only person I follow who follows Alice Cooper, Clarence Black.
Oh, well, they have the Detroit connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We should have Clarence as a guest for this podcast.
I didn't know he would have roasted us for watching the show, probably. Ooh, speaking of bracket season, Cooper Craziness on AliceCooper.com. They have a bracket of Alice Cooper songs.
Mm-hmm.
Should we find out what's... I mean, if it's not School's Out versus I'm 18 in the finals. Although, sometimes, like, when you're a big fan of a band, you... Like, no, those are, like, the songs that the loser casuals like. So, I don't know. It's weird that it's on his official website. They're like, what's my best song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. At least gonna like play to the crowd. I mean, who else is going to AliceCooper.com other than the
most people aren't even updating like their official website anymore.
Yeah, Akiva. So that maybe this was a miss from me, but I do not believe that the theme to the Muppet Show appeared in either of our TV theme song brackets. Correct or no?
So can we play? Yeah, it did not. I believe.
Yes.
Do you think it's an iconic theme?
I think it's a very iconic theme.
Can we play a snippet of it?
You want the real song or you want the mouth trumpet?
Oh, good question. Yeah, one of your mouth trumpet. So okay. If it's so iconic, we'll be able to tell just from the mouth trumpet.
Sure. No, nothing.
That is a famous song. Yeah, that definitely rings a lot of bells.
Okay. Yeah. Could have been in there. I mean, that I think that the older shows, people were not going to really stump for them, but probably should have been in the first one.
Maybe it was, and we forget, but maybe. I don't think it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, Muppet Show theme song. It's good, and it's also, it's a good visual. Like, they've got, like, you know, 100 Muppets, like dancing in the opening.
They have a lot of Muppets. They have a deep bench of Muppets, honestly.
Yeah. So, it always ends with Gonzo on his horn at the end of it. Kermit welcomes in Alice Cooper, and we have one of several music performances on the show. And this was great. Can I play a little bit of this? Because I feel like that RHAP listeners are going to be very interested. Please. To hear this. Okay. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Alice Cooper.
I think you're gonna feel you belong. Welcome to my nightmare. Yeah.
So Alice Cooper is performing that song, and you know, I take it that you do not know the significance here.
No, what's the significance?
Okay, so I take it that you have never listened to an episode of News AF, because I know you think that Danny Bryson is a dentist, and also that every episode of News AF has the segment where we go to Danny's bolt hole.
Oh, no, I've heard that.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. Nocturnal Emission.
Yes. It's performed by Tyson Apostle.
That's not Tyson singing.
That was Tyson singing that song.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes.
No, I have heard that song before. Yes. But, okay, so we have a little bit of a correction. This yes. comes from the corrections department. We should have a stat person
yes.
listening in and letting us know what's happening. But right now we do not. Anyway, The Muppet Show was in the original TV theme song bracket. It faced the Brady Bunch. It lost, which lost then to the Jefferson.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it's probably not going to be the Brady Bunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, all right, so Alice Cooper comes out. And I mean, it's only a 26-minute show. There's a lot of musical numbers that go on. What do you think of Statler and Waldorf? You got any feelings on those guys?
I like them. I think they're of a time and a place, but the cranky critics in the thing, they didn't have a great line in this episode, but
no.
In general, I like the idea of Statler and Waldorf. Their joke here was very hacky. I'm sure even in like 1978, it was hacky.
Yeah.
Their joke in this episode.
I always felt like I could relate to these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're haters, but I like those. Listen, they have a lot of, the Muppets have a lot of like the A players, but then the B players. And Statler and Waldorf are B players. The Swedish Chef also, like, very famous, but not like one of the main characters on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't believe we see him at all right this week.
No Swedish Chef. I think he's does a sketch.
But they have some solid B players. I think Statler and Waldorf are solid because they've stood the test of time. I feel like people know Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah. So in the next sort of bit that happens, so Alice Cooper is basically like talking to Kermit the Frog about being a rock star. And Kermit is saying that he would have liked to have been a rock star. And Alice Cooper is presenting him with some sort of like a boilerplate deal with the devil, where that in this episode, it's almost as if Alice Cooper is like he works for Satan and then is mm-hmm. trying to get people to sell their souls.
Yeah, we see that. He is like an employee of Satan, and he has been tasked with getting people to sell their souls to the devil.
Yes. So it's kind of a dark concept for an episode of the Muppet Show.
Well, it was a nighttime show, right? It wasn't mm-hmm. It wasn't on for kids in the middle of the day. It wasn't like Saturday morning television. One thing I like, and I wonder if every episode is like this, like the episode has a through line. Maybe SNL should try that.
No, they all, that's the Muppet Show. Like, there's like a plot.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like that better than SNL. SNL, every episode, every sketch is random. Here, it's like there's connect, you know, at the end, it's like, all right, what did we learn today? You know, it's connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a storyline throughout the episode. So, yeah, Alice Cooper is working on Kermit and trying to get him to sell his soul to the devil. And Akiva, is there something that you would be at least like take the phone call?
Mm-hmm.
For yeah, your eternal I mean, soul.
First of all, for a Jets Mets like dual title, I'll in a second I'd sell it.
Like is that in if one devil, year? You want it all in one year?
That's a good question. Might be too much at once.
Too much.
If the devil was like, hey, you have to pick, then I would say we'll think about it. But if you offered both, I would take it. Maybe it's like within a 5-year span. I can guarantee you they'd both win the title.
Yeah, I think you'd want to space it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I agree. Well, what would come first? The Mets would come first?
For like in your personal preference?
I just like what would be more fun. I don't know. Like the Jets have won in it's been longer since the Jets have won.
So I feel like just to get into our personal sports fandoms, that I feel like that I would be personally be more excited about the Mets winning a World Series, but nobody cares about baseball and that the actual like Jets winning the Super Bowl, at least everybody would have had to watch it where like you really would have, like the world would know. Where
as like, opposed to it would be like hey did you hear forward that's won the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I would bet like maybe like 10% of Americans could tell you who won the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and they're old also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the people who know. Yeah, but is there anything else you'd make a deal with the devil with for besides your sports teams winning the championship?
I just feel like that the stuff with the deals with the devil, I feel like that they always go poorly. You know, it's I feel like there's always like a catch. I know the catch is like your eternal soul, but I feel like that it's you don't really even get to enjoy the thing that you like. It's like a bad deal. Where you give up a lot and also the thing you got. It's like, you know, trading up and getting Sam Darnold and giving up a lot. And then it's like, oh, he wasn't even as good as you thought it was going to be.
So you think, you could make a deal with the devil and not even really get what you wanted. Get like fool's gold out of it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever like, hey, oh, you know, I actually made a great trade with the devil. Like, I totally won the trade.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I rocked the devil. You don't want to say that. You don't want to brag about how you beat the devil in a trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So I'm fine living my life as like a loser now. It's just teams never win. Yep. I'm not going to make the deal with the
devil.
Did
Alice Cooper make a deal with the devil to be a rock star?
I think that's like the implication that like he did, and now like he has to work as the devil's assistant, basically.
Hmm.
Signing up these Muppets to make a deal.
Yeah. Now he's in like, middle management, doing paperwork. Yeah.
It's like a pyramid scheme the devil's running, where it's like, all right, you make a deal and now you have to recruit more people. It's like a multi-level marketing or whatever.
All right. We visit with Bunsen and Beaker. You like these guys?
I like Bunsen and Beaker. I think Beaker is fun. Bunsen's like straight arrow and right. And Beaker's the one who's like always Bunsen's the boss. And Beaker's always like freaking out, basically. Yeah. Right,
this got a little too real here, where that Bunsen's experiment that he worked on was a germ enlarger, so we don't have to worry about microscopes anymore. So you can just drop something on a germ to make it gigantic. Nobody asked Bunsen.
Yeah, now this was like COVID-18, you're saying. This is the start of it.
Yeah. So, not good. And they make like a giant germ and it eats Beaker.
Yeah, but it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't pay off past the scene,
no,
right?
Like, you like see the germ, like, one-off.
Beaker's trapped in the germ and my son was like, oh, I hope he gets out. But then you never really see him again.
No, it was fine. We also see Gonzo interested in selling his soul to the devil. He sees the contract and he's thinking about doing it. Ultimately, he doesn't. But what do you think about Gonzo? You have any thoughts on Gonzo?
He can't find a pen, though.
Yeah, he was going to sell himself for a pen to sign the contract. You have any thoughts on Gonzo?
I like Gonzo. Listen, I don't want to give my hand away because I think we're going to do a Muppet draft soon. But I like Gonzo.
Yeah. You know, Gonzo ends up with like a lot of like... he seems to have like a girlfriend who's a chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a problem with the chicken?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's confusing as to what is Gonzo.
I mean, he's not a Muppet?
He's a Muppet. I mean, in one of the Muppet movies I watched.
Can't eat chickens. In 2021.
I don't know. That also, Gonzo, in one of the films that I watched in the past year, it was explored if Gonzo was actually an alien.
Why is Gonzo so different than the rest of the Muppets?
Well, that's a great question. Is he an alien? That's one of the things. Is he from a planet of weirdos?
But what? Like, why would he be from the planet of weirdos versus the other Muppets? Does he look different than them?
He does look different than them.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of the other Muppets are animals. He is not an animal.
Yeah, but then that's interesting.
Other Muppets who. Like Kermit is a frog and Fozzie's a bear and Rolf is a dog and Piggy is a pig. But then you have other Muppets like Scooter, who's just sort of like an orange guy.
So you think they like they were like out of time. They're like, all right, you know, we made these fancy Muppets. Let's just throw a few more together.
Yeah, it's just interesting of, you know, what's the biology of some of these other Muppets.
Yeah, I mean, we could find out. Like, you know, does Jim Henson have a kid or somebody we could ask?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the Muppets are like foam rubber people, and then other Muppets are animals.
I mean, the most popular Muppets, it seems to be if you're an animal, that's probably the way to go to get more screen time.
Yeah, yeah.
Kermit is like by far the star of the show, and Miss Piggy is like... Although Miss Piggy, there's a very light Miss Piggy episode, right?
She doesn't have a lot to do.
Doesn't have a lot to do. But yeah, I think though, like past that, I mean, Statler and Waldorf are just regular people.
Yeah.
So there are people.
Although, she does have an entire scene where you don't find out until the end it was her. She's into like the skies.
Oh, that's true. And they do have pigs in space.
Yes. All right. We saw Fozzie Bear in a diner at one point. Did you have any sense of what was going on there?
No, I don't really know what was happening with the Fozzie.
Also, like, were there like teeth nerves talking? I mean, there was the most unsettling part of the entire Alice Cooper episode was that I don't know if these were like stalagmites talking. What was that supposed to be?
Is stalagmite a character in the Muppets?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. Were these like supposed to be like nerve endings?
Yeah, it was like nerve endings talking in like a toothache sketch.
Oh, it's so creepy.
It was a little creepy.
Yeah. That didn't freak you out?
It did. No, it did. I never want to see teeth talking.
Yeah.
You know, we're anti-teeth. This is an anti-teeth podcast.
Don't want to hear the teeth talking. Alice Cooper, got, told off by, the big, bald eagle also.
Sam.
Yeah. Sam the eagle.
Sam the eagle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he told Alice Cooper that he was like a degenerate.
Yeah, I mean, I also like there's an intro. The episode, the version I watched, which I think is like the VHS version cut up, is it like there's an intro from Jim Henson's son, I think.
Yes.
And basically it was like, you know, Alice Cooper was really controversial. So we were trying to like rehab his image with this show. Like we're going to, you know, we're sort of like a soft show. And Alice Cooper has this like hard image. And we were sort of going to it was controversial for us, but we're also going to like show him to be like this, you know,
show
nice
the real
guy,
Alice
like,
Cooper,
the real Alice Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's also another musical number where there's like, was this like Kermit as a baby?
No, it's Kermit's nephew, Robin the Frog.
Robin the Frog. Okay. He gets like a whole, like, it wasn't funny. It was like, sort of like, this just felt like that. Maybe they just had this recorded and they just stuck it in here, singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I mean, I think a lot of the show is like, all right, where are we going to put it in which episode? Because I think they like would record like this episode, like some of these episodes were recorded and then aired, you know, 2 years later or something. But they said like because it was like they talk about this in the beginning, because Alice Cooper had this hard edge, they thought like, oh, we'll have like the sweetest moment, sort of like a saccharine moment like of the season. In this episode, which is literally just a frog singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. So there's another segment where Kermit is getting like spooked out by ghosts and stuff. Was that scary for you?
Ghosts got a little scary. I mean, my 4-year-old son was able to handle it, so I wasn't going to be like, oh, I'm scared when there's a baby there. Not being scared. But, you know, I'm always anti-ghosts. I never want to see ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's like another wild song that goes by from Alice Cooper, where he's sort of like, I don't know, Alice Cooper had like some slow songs also. And so he's like in like, I don't know, this looked like to me like he's on the floor, at least. I don't want to say in bed with like a with a character. And it's revealed at the end of the episode that it's Miss Piggy.
A duet with Miss Piggy, yes.
Yeah. What is going on here? Is Alice Cooper having some sort of like a dalliance with Miss Piggy?
Listen, who would blame him? But yeah, first of all, this song Poison was like him trying to do soft rock.
Yeah.
I read. It was his last top 10 hit for 12 years. So this was 77. He doesn't have another hit until 89.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, the Miss Piggy duet. Listen, Miss Piggy, you know, I bet Miss Piggy hit on every single... you know, like a guest host. Miss Piggy, you know, she's in charge of the show. She's got to show Kermit who's boss.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, Miss Piggy and Alice Cooper got very close, but then he like did like a magic spell to her and then had to change her back to Miss Piggy at the end. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was odd.
I mean, it's a wacky show. It's like a weird show.
I just didn't get what they were going for. But then, so then Alice Cooper has to call into Satan and say, hey, like, I couldn't close the deal with Piggy.
Yeah. Well, so you think Piggy was his main client? He was trying to get her to make the deal with the devil.
I don't know. He's trying to get some Muppet souls for Satan. Who do you think has a better working relationship with Satan? Alice Cooper or Lil Nas X?
Why? Is Lil Nas X really into Satan?
Yeah, you might be... See, this is like one of those things where you've been offline.
What are you trying to rub it in that I probably missed a
rubbing it in.
Ultra moment over the last 48 hours?
I thought it was a good this or that. Yeah.
What, tell me, like, yeah, explain the joke.
You know, that's between you and Twitter. That's, you know.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, then Pigs in Space. And now, famously... you are not a space guy.
Not a space guy at all.
Yeah.
But I like Pigs in Space. I thought this was a fun segment, the Pigs in Space.
Mm-hmm.
Like Miss Piggy was told that she has to, who's under the knife here?
That's the captain? Captain Link?
Yeah. And she's told that, if she does mouth to mouth, she can resuscitate him. And she's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. They have like some sort of like Tron-esque like graphics going on where he's like turned into like sort of like a squiggly line, and then ultimately it's like getting contagious. You know, I think that they had that ability to do a special effect and then found some way to shoehorn it in here. And then finally Alice Cooper is going to come back for another School's Out for Summer.
I mean, I feel like you're always going to get the Coop playing School's Out, right? It's his number one hit.
Yeah.
Ironically, this episode's airing in November. School not out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's out for like Thanksgiving break or something. But yeah, no. But it's a good version. I think he's got like the giant Muppets dancing with him. Yeah, my kids were into it. I mean, like, you get nervous that they'll like start singing that song at their teachers, and their teachers will call them boomers. But that song still plays. That song still plays. School's Out is timeless, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, a masterstroke from Alice Cooper for a song that would be like licensed like in a million movies and stuff like that. I don't know if he was thinking that far down the line in 1972.
Yeah, I mean, that should be more popular. Like, if you're a singer-songwriter out there, you're a rock star, write a song called like School Sucks or My Teacher's an Idiot.
Yeah.
And like, there's a chance like that just goes super, you know, that hits big. I think you should try it. Last day of school. Like what Vitamin C did with the graduation song, yeah. Right? Write songs for very specific things. Like, today is Arbor Day. It's our favorite day. Like, you know, we write songs for every occasion and one of them hits and then you're a billionaire.
Yeah. Now, I don't know about Kyle Chandler, but I do think that you could definitely take Alice Cooper in his prime in a fight.
In his prime?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Alice Cooper now, who's 73.
Be either one.
Why? How tall is he?
Alice Cooper?
Yeah.
He doesn't come across as being very tall.
Why do you think I could take Alice Cooper? Like, why specifically do you think I could take
Are you
Alice
intimidated
Cooper?
By Alice Cooper?
I'm not intimidated by
He's
him, 5'10". But I'm curious why you're... Okay. I mean, he's taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could take 73-year-old Alice Cooper. I don't think I could take 25-year-old Alice Cooper, who's what we're or 30-year-old Alice Cooper we're looking
so?
At now.
No, I don't.
I don't think I could at all.
Hmm.
I mean,
no,
like, do you know anything about his fighting abilities?
No.
Alice Cooper, has he ever been?
Oh, well, you think he's like a biter?
You know, I got bit on the nose this week. You ever get bit on the nose by your kids?
No.
Yeah, I said something to my son he didn't agree with, walked over, bit me right on the nose.
Yeah.
And he like dug in for a few seconds. It was
Were you like laying on the floor?
I was sitting on a couch. Hmm. So he was like at like face level with me when he walked over.
Yeah.
Bit right on the nose. What do you even do after that?
I don't know. What's Alice Cooper's net worth?
Oh, good question.
According to wealthypersons.com.
Yeah, that's always right. I'm going to say $11 million.
No, they have him at close to 50.
Okay, you know what? School's Out probably still does some royalties. I'm 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people still play that. It's a good, that's not crazy that he's, the fact that he's still working to me and like promoting stuff on his website, not ideal in terms of like his net worth possibilities. But yeah, I believe that he's paying his bills.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just trying to think now back to WrestleMania 3 if he was helpful in that match to Jake the Snake.
I will scout him out.
Whether or
I'm
not
gonna scout him out.
Yeah. But now, when you fight Alice Cooper, Jake the Snake Roberts is going to be in his corner.
Well, is Jake the Snake Roberts still with us, Rob?
Oh, is he? Is he? I actually don't know.
I mean, but he did make a deal with the devil. Who knows? He could have, you know, mm-hmm. Satan could take care of it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the highlights on, the Jake the Snake.
Don't you always assume, Rob, that like an old wrestler is dead?
Yeah,
isn't that the fair assumption usually?
For some reason, I feel like that Jake the Snake is still with us, but.
He is. He's 65.
Yes.
And he's with All Elite. He's a manager and valet on All Elite Wrestling right now.
Okay.
You know, WWE competition.
Yeah, so Jake the Snake battled the Honky Tonk Man at WrestleMania 3, and then with Alice Cooper at ringside. And I think that Alice Cooper brought the snake into the ring.
All right, so I'm out of there, first of all. If the snake is involved, I'm out.
Yeah, Alice Cooper, watching him, he is in the he's about to take on the Mouth of the South. Is it Jimmy Hart?
Yeah, something like that. One of the Hearts.
Yeah, and then so he goes to he's releasing Damien in the ring and gonna drop it on Jimmy Hart. That was his role at WrestleMania 3 at the Pontiac Silverdome.
Yeah, it seems very spooky to me, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Akiva. I didn't know we could do so much Alice Cooper talk today.
Yeah, I mean, we spent more time talking about the Coop than the Muppets, but that's all right.
Yeah. All right. So, Akiva, do you want to do our Muppet draft?
Yeah, let's do a quick Muppet draft. How many rounds? Should we do 4 Muppets? Should it be like a Mount Muttmore?
What list should we work off of?
I mean, whatever you think, like, what, you know, are we going so deep that we need like anything beyond, you know, like Googling who the Muppets are or Wikipedia mm-hmm. of the Muppets?
Well, I think we should be working off of one list.
Fine. Wikipedia list of Muppets. Mm. That's got them all.
Let's see. List of Muppets. Okay.
While you look this up, were you a Fraggle Rock guy?
I watched it, but I was not a big fan of it. I think it was a better theme mm-hmm. song than an actual show.
I remember being scared of it a little bit. I definitely watched it as a kid, but I remember being a little spooked by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So on Wikipedia, they have the page List of Muppets. Are you there?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. All right. And under List of Muppets, you want to go 5 deep?
Yeah, we could each pick 5. Yeah, we definitely do that.
All right. Is Snake Draft?
Snake Draft. Do you want the first pick or the next mm-hmm. two?
Should we take Kermit and Piggy off the board?
I think so. I think so. Maybe we'll just do 4. Maybe we should just pick 4, but do Kermit and Piggy, because I think Kermit is such an obvious first pick, or Kermit and Piggy, mm-hmm. Are the obvious like first two picks. Although maybe not. Maybe it's like, do you go Kermit first, then Piggy second, or Piggy first? Like one of us will get one of us will get the other.
I think it's always going to be Kermit first. I mean, Kermit is like the face of he's like the mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse of the Muppets.
It's true. Okay, fine. So no Kermit, no Piggy. We each get 4.
Okay. All right. So you want first pick?
Fine, I'll go first here. Well, first of all, can you pick doubles? Like, can I go Statler and Waldorf with my first?
If you want, certainly.
I'm not saying
Statler and Waldorf is one pick.
That's what I'm asking. They're listed as one Muppet.
If you want to pick Statler and Waldorf in your top four Muppets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely think I will. All right, I'm going to go with Fozzie first.
Fozzie one. Okay.
Yeah, I think if they're off the board, I think you go Fozzie.
Okay.
Do you not like Fozzie?
I like him. I like Fozzie the Bear. He's always trying to come up with a joke. He gets a lot of tomatoes thrown at him.
Mm-hmm. I think Waka Waka Waka. Do you think that could make next year's TV catchphrase bracket? Waka Waka Waka?
I do not think it's in the top 64 catchphrases.
Oh, you're letting Chester do 64. Okay.
Yeah, I think you could do that. We don't have to listen to, like, listen to the catchphrase. Waka Waka Waka. Okay.
Uh-huh. You don't want context?
We can have context if needed.
Okay.
That's fine.
Waka Waka Waka.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty, listen, if Piggy and the Kerm dog are off the board, I think Fozzie is a pretty obvious choice here.
Okay. All right. So I have two picks in a row.
Yes.
In the Muppet Draft. I'm going to go with Gonzo with my first pick, mm-hmm. number two overall. I mean, mm-hmm. Gonzo is sort of the Screech RIP of the Muppet crew.
The Screech, you think Screech, that's a good thing?
I mean, I think that basically if this was, he's in the core six.
Okay. All right, fine. Then pick Gonzo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, maybe this is a little of a reach pick here with my second pick.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Give me Animal.
Oh, okay. I was going Animal.
Yeah.
I was going Animal with my next pick. So that was a good pick because you stole him from me.
Mm-hmm.
So you take Gonzo and Animal.
Is it Agent of Chaos?
No, I think Animal. You want an Animal on your team. I think that's the right pick.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Frank Oz, who plays Animal, he directed that the magic show I was talking about a few weeks ago. In and of itself.
Oh, right, okay.
He's the director of it.
You know, he's also the voice of Yoda. Also.
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course I know it is. In fact, the magician said that they needed security at the venue, not because of the magician who was becoming popular, but because Frank Oz has all the Star Wars freaks.
Yeah.
Those were his words, not mine. No, they're probably my words. Okay. I'm gonna win the draft right now. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Because I'm picking the Swedish Chef and Statler and Waldorf.
Okay. I mean, I think that they're bit players. Those are people on the bench.
Everybody likes the Swedish Chef. Like Andy Samberg would do the impression of the Swedish Chef. And Statler and Waldorf, they're more famous than a lot of the people like in the title sequence, essentially.
Hmm.
Like people know the Swedish Chef more than maybe even Fozzie or Gonzo at this point. The Swedish Chef is held up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then I've got two more, and then you've got one more pick. So this is a little tricky here. I feel like I've got one no-brainer, and then
are you gonna go Scooter?
Does anybody like Scooter?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody likes Scooter. I'm trying to trick you into picking Scooter here.
Mm-hmm. And then Scooter,
Rolf the dog.
Yeah, I definitely am taking Rolf. Rolf. I mean, also he plays the piano.
Yeah, no, he's good. I think Rolf the dog is a good pick. Rizzo the rat. Are you going to go Rizzo the rat with your last
pick? I hate Rizzo the rat.
Interesting. Interesting.
So then there's a lot of like wannabes here of people, and I say that you are not like a. Don't try to gaslight me and retcon that these people are like legit Muppets.
I mean, the Swedish Chef is a legit Muppet.
Sure, sure.
He's listed as a supporting character. There's a lot of minor characters.
But
I don't even know.
Walter, who is like elevated to like one of the from the 2011 film, who's been like elevated to a main Muppet now. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't pick Walter.
Not for me. Not for me. But you know, I have to round out my four with Scooter. There's no other logical person to pick there in that spot.
Okay. I think I'm going with a guy who's featured in this episode, and that's Beaker. I like that Beaker's always getting hurt.
Not even Bunsen, just Beaker.
Would you think I could pick Bunsen and Beaker with one pick? I don't think so. I don't think they're attached. Like, Statler and Waldorf, we know, are like physically attached.
Mm-hmm.
They're one character. Do you ever see Statler without Waldorf and vice versa? Probably not.
Rarely. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, I think he's funnier. Like, he's the one getting hurt. I'm a Beaker guy.
Okay. All right. Anything else Muppet related that you want to talk about?
I mean, not really. I like the show. I think my kids would enjoy watching. I think if you have kids out there or you want to check it out, it doesn't feel old. It does not feel old at all. I will say that.
Yeah,
about the Muppets show.
It held my kids' attention the couple times that we put it on for the 70s Muppet show on Disney Plus. So, yeah, it's fine.
Is this the oldest show we've watched so far?
I believe so. I can't think of a show that is an older show.
Well, let me ask you a question. I'll say, would you rather watch 5 episodes of The Muppet Show?
Or
5 episodes of, and I'll name a few others, season 3, episode 7s, okay?
Okay, go for it.
All right, so Dinosaur. Would you rather watch 5 episodes of Muppets or 5 episodes of Dinosaurs?
Muppets.
Perfect Strangers.
I think I would still rather watch 5 episodes of The Muppets.
Saved by the Bell.
I think it depends on which 5 episodes.
Okay, well, it's random. It's random.com, and you're randomizing it.
Yeah, I think that there might be more fun to be had with 5 random Muppets episodes.
See, wow, Rob loves the Muppets, guys. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is why. Remember, I did not pick the Muppets. I picked against the Muppets in the TV in the season 3 episode 7 bracket in every round last week. But you, Chester, and Chappelle voted it through. But maybe you're right. Riverdale,
definitely Muppets.
Dawson's Creek,
Muppets.
Golden Girls,
Muppets.
Jersey Shore,
might be fun to watch one episode of the Jersey Shore, but I'd rather watch 5 episodes of the Muppets.
Also weird to watch random episodes of a reality show.
Yeah.
Survivor, I'll skip. That would be funny if you said Muppets. The Brady Bunch,
The Muppets.
Entourage,
The Muppets.
Small Wonder.
Ooh, you know, the thing about The Muppets is also that it's a variety show. So I think mm-hmm. that you could watch 5 episodes, like 5 random episodes of The Muppets in the same way you watch mm-hmm. 5. And it's only half an hour. Like 5 random episodes of SNL. Like, it wouldn't matter if they were disjointed. Like, it's just going to be like fun Muppet stuff 5 times over.
Yeah. ALF 30 Rock and Family Matters of Boy Meets World were the last 4. I mean, this might be a clean sweep.
Yeah.
This might be your favorite show of all time. Rob loves the Muppets.
The criteria of like putting it on the shuffle on the Disney Plus, like this would be a good show to do that with. Like, even if you don't care about the guest, like, it's like that you're still going to get like the Muppets.
All right, fine. It's good to know that you like the Muppets so much. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to buy Rob, you know, birthday presents, just buy Muppet stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, all right, Akiva, any other mm-hmm. business that you want to do up front here before we take our break and then come back and get into our Clubhouse mailbag?
No, I'm very excited for the Clubhouse mailbag. We wouldn't have a huge mailbag in a normal week just because our email was down almost the whole week. I am very excited to hear from the listeners straight, you know, out. I think that's always fun to, you know, have them pitch their ideas themselves. But I'll say this, Rob, how about this?
Okay.
Let's not be wooed by the fact that we're talking to people. Because sometimes it's hard to reject the people's idea outright. And they're not listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're like, don't love the idea, we could be like, all right, we'll tweak it or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, push them off. And then we could just, you know, forget about it forever. But let's try. We have to be blown away to put something straight on the wheel. Wait,
do you feel like that I'm like a pushover, and then once I hear a person talking, then I just give in?
I don't think you're a pushover, and it's not specific to you. I don't mm-hmm. think I think I'm speaking to both of us here. I'm giving us a pep talk. I think it's very easy. Some of the ideas that we ultimately didn't like were ideas where we were pitched live on the thing, and then afterwards we're like, well, you know, whatever. It's easy to say no if the person is just like, you know,
we'll only talk to one person at a time. That we won't get like have like 5 or 6 people say yes. Oh, you have to do that at the wheel. We'll be talking we'll keep the
well, we could also have like numbers. Votes and stuff. We could have people see if Clubhouse was a great platform. They could have like a voting sort of feature where it's like, all right, everyone in this chat vote, you know, do you like this idea? We could get a thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm just saying I don't think we should put stuff through willy-nilly without further, you know, like let's give ourselves a week. And listen, if an idea blows us away, God, you know, God bless that person. But I think if we're not both blown away, let's give it a week, put it in the waiting room. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. I don't want to put things on the wheel that I'm not blown away by.
Okay, great. Because we got plenty of good stuff on the wheel. We don't need to add anything. We have enough ideas to last us through the summer at this point.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get into a wild mailbag of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, that's right. We are back for the mailbag here. Episode number 126. Akiva, are you ready for some Clubhouse mailbagging?
I feel like they should really be paying for advertisement on this episode, if you think about it.
Who? Clubhouse?
The Clubhouse people. They should be paying us.
Yeah. Why? You feel like that we're bringing the people to the Clubhouse?
I don't know if we are, but do you think Comedy Bang Bang is doing a Clubhouse mailbag? Is Serial doing a Clubhouse mailbag this week?
No. I am starting to get the feeling that I'm wondering if like we're on the other side of the peak of Clubhouse.
Ooh, oh my God. Oh, someone's falling out of love. Jeez. Shocking to hear this.
I'm still enjoying it as much as I have been, but I just feel like that I'm wondering if they were hot for a second and then now the hotness is wearing off.
Wow. This is shocking to hear because I feel like it hasn't even started. Like you think we could look back a year from then and be like, remember we did a mailbag in Clubhouse and I was and
yeah
be like,
this is the first Clubhouse mailbag. I'm just not sure there's going to be a second Clubhouse mailbag.
Oh my goodness, jeez, wow.
I think that's the world. It's not me turning on it. I'm just telling you
do you have your eyes on another app already? What are you looking at that's gonna
no
replace
I'm just
Clubhouse?
Saying that I feel like that like everybody wanted to check it out and they checked it out and I feel like that people are there more for like hangouts than content.
Wow. I thought this was like your app. This was your thing. And now you're like, eh.
Yeah, maybe that's like when we talk to some of the people on Clubhouse, say, you know, is Clubhouse trending up or trending down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 12 months from now, will we still be on Clubhouse?
Okay. All right. So we are going to welcome people. And if people are not familiar with what Clubhouse is, or if you heard me talk about it, but then don't want to necessarily ask what it is because you don't want to get shamed by people, Clubhouse is a social audio app. It's on iPhone only. It is invite only as well. Although, you know, these invites come pretty, you know, easy and free these days. And so you are in different rooms. The rooms have titles and then people can just like raise their hand and then pop in. There's no video and much to Akiva's dismay, also no chat.
No chat, no polls.
Yeah.
Love to poll the audience. Maybe we should make our own Clubhouse. Same exact thing, but it's video and it's polls.
Okay. Well, why do you want video? You don't even have your video on talking to me on the StreamYard.
That's true. All right, but people like video. I have a voice and face for radio. But
no,
other
I
people
think there's
like
something
video.
About Clubhouse. People don't need the video. Nobody's looking for the video.
Fine. No video. Yes, polls. How do you like that? Chat and polls.
Just polls.
Polls and chat. Well, chat.
Yeah. Okay. A chat is fine. I didn't see anybody clamoring for polls on Clubhouse.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't know what they what they're missing. If we had polls, forget about it.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna bring people up. And then people are going to give us a pitch, and we'll try to see how many of these that we can get to here today before it gets boring, right?
Okay. And I can't see who's talking or how many people are there. Well, how's the crowd looking today?
Oh, very stacked crowd. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yes. Fine. So that's
how
great.
How do you choose who to call on then if it's such a stacked
crowd? Right now there are 10 people that have their hands up, and so we'll go to people, and then let's see what happens, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. And so we are coming off, if you're just joining us here on Clubhouse, we're in the midst of season 3, episode 7 of The Muppet Show. We watched with Alice Cooper. It was, people are saying already, it was really great. So you could just take our word for that. And then we will, let's get to some ideas, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right. People are saying this is our most popular episode.
Okay. All right. Akiva, give me a number from 1 to 12.
Oh, I love it already. 7.
Okay. Seventh person down on the list. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. Here's JJ on the Clubhouse mailbag.
Hello.
All right, JJ, how are you?
I am doing good.
Okay, hold on. JJ, let me ask you, first off, do you think that Clubhouse is on the upswing or the downswing?
You know, it's hard to tell. I'm new to Clubhouse. I joined like only in the past week, so I'm a Clubhouse newbie. So for me, it's been on the upswing. I've enjoyed my Clubhouse experience so far, but I don't think I can speak to the wider image.
Okay. All right. So do you have a pitch for the mailbag for Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast?
I do. My pitch is Rob and Akiva watch The Last Blockbuster, which was ironically recently added to Netflix.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the last blockbuster film before the coronavirus.
No. It's a documentary about the last blockbuster.
Akiva, have we ever watched a documentary for a season 3 or a On the Wheel?
No, I think the only time you and I covered a documentary together was when we talked about
Making a Murder.
But that was not on. That was pre Renap.
What show was that on? Was that a 32 Fans episode?
No, that was on. It was on one of your networks. It was. On post-show recaps, I believe.
Okay. All right. So it was just special coverage of Making a Murderer.
Me, you, and Alex Chester.
Yeah. I just feel like that could be like the Clubhouse. Like it was like, oh, everybody was talking about this thing for a minute. And then it was like, wait, what was that? Was that a thing? Yeah. There was a guy, right?
I think we didn't strike where the iron was hot there. I said, let's go live right now. I watched it the first day. I was like, let's do it. And then I think Josh was on vacation and you wanted to ask him like, hey, is it okay if we do this? And it just didn't happen.
I'm a considerate,
content creator. You got to strike where the iron is hot there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it took us a couple weeks.
Okay. So, that being said, JJ, can you tell us why that will be interesting to the listeners?
Well, recently it's been in the news, because it was recently added to Netflix. I also have a vested interest in this because I live in Bend, Oregon, like 5 minutes away. So prior to the podcast, if you want any on the ground research, I actually know a friend of a friend who works there and I can ask him questions and send them to you.
Akiva, any interest in a documentary about the last blockbuster video?
I'll say this. I'm interested in watching it, but I don't think it's a full episode of this show. So I don't think it's really a Renap idea.
Yes. Would you watch it, Akiva, and let us know if you think it would be a good episode of the podcast rather than us saying sight unseen?
Yes, but then that's it. Like, if I say yes, we're still not doing it. But if I say no, we're obviously not doing it.
Wait, if you say yes, it would be a good podcast episode. Why wouldn't we do it?
Well, because, like, at that point, it's like, oh, I already watched it. Like, it's over for me. It happened.
Would you like someone else to watch it?
Yeah. Can we get someone who doesn't live in Bend, Oregon? He's trying to capitalize on the Bend, Oregon tourism board. Yeah. Isaac, you're probably on the board. JJ, sorry, Isaac, we were talking to before. JJ's yeah. probably on the board of Bend Oregon Tourism Department, and he just wants us to go to Bend Oregon.
JJ, is that fair if we have somebody else watch the movie and then let us know? An impartial person.
Oh, completely fair. I understand right.
Whoever we call on next is obligated to watch the movie and let us know next week how it is.
maybe. We'll see if anybody wants that assignment. All right. Mm-hmm. JJ, anything else?
Yeah, I will say, on that note, there are some really cringy reenactment scenes in the documentary of, like, okay. There's this one scene where this guy is, like, reenacting his trip to Blockbuster, and it's really weird.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. You have my All interest right. peaked a slight amount. I want to watch that. Were you a big Blockbuster guy, Rob?
Yeah, certainly. It would be like the highlight of my month if my parents said we could go rent something.
Did you ever forget to return it? Like, did you ever have a big bill?
I don't know if I ever had a gigantic bill, but definitely have this tape is 4 days overdue, five mm-hmm. days overdue.
Yeah, I once returned gave it to my mom, and we returned a Blockbuster to a Hollywood Video. It was like two in town.
Ooh, and I think it was like the bill was the wrong so big. Name. Yeah.
Yes. I think the bill was so big that they're like, it's waived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like, they didn't charge us anything ultimately because it was like $80. They're like, nah, you're good. Okay.
Right.
If it was like $20, they would have made us pay.
Seemed like it was a scam, like in like the early days of like VHS tapes, like a new VHS tape would cost like $100 or something
that's
like that.
That's what they always told us, right? If you lost it, it was $100. And people like, used to say that that's what they would be charged by the studios.
Yeah.
Like that has to be a lie. We should look into that, but there's no way that could be true.
But
right?
like when Best Buy came along, that VHS tapes weren't like $100.
Right. No, that doesn't make any sense. I think that has to be an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
I will say they do talk about it in the film.
Okay.
No spoilers. No spoilers, yeah. JJ.
All right. JJ, anything else you need to say before we get to the next call?
I am good.
All right, JJ, thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you, JJ.
Breaking the ice here on the Clubhouse mailbag. All right, Akiva, I need a number from 1 to 14.
Okay. Let's go with 4.
Okay. All right. This is going to be Tiago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if Tiago is here. Yes, Tiago.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Very good. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, great. Do you have an idea for the mailbag?
Yeah, I kind of have two. I'll start off with, if that's all right. They're not that long.
Go for it.
Okay, mm-hmm. sweet. So I want to build off on kind of, this is like a sequel to the Biggest Stan tournament. And maybe this could be next March or just whenever you guys are filling up to it. But I was thinking, Rob and Akiva find the worst fan base. There won't be any blood on your
hands.
We'll
find it.
You guys invite fans over and they'll explain, hey, well, I'll give you my example, right? Hi, my name is Tiago. I am a huge fan of the Dave Matthews Band, and this is why we are the worst fans ever, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You can have categories go ahead.
All right. Well, I like this spin on it of that I thought people were going to go out and find the worst fans, and I thought that we were going to maybe come across like some political campaigns.
No, not that.
So we are the fans, hypothetically. We are Survivor fans. We are the worst. We hate every single season that they make, that nobody is ever happy. And like yada, yada, yada. That's sort of like people are pitching why their fan base is the worst.
Yes, why their fan base is the worst. And that's what I'm saying. So there will be no blood on your hands because it's not like you are tearing down the fan
base. That's what they always say, Tiago.
it would be other people. You know, you could have like a Yankee fan or like a Rick and Morty fan. There's some fan bases out there that really irritate people. I know, for example, I think I signed up for the Biggest Stan as Dave Matthews, and I'm convinced Akiva did not pick me because of how awful Dave fans are.
All right, Akiva, what do you make of all this?
No, I was Dave Matthews agnostic. One of my good friends growing up was a big DMV fan. I know. I think there's no reason to tell people they're the worst fan base. I think this is like asking for us to be punched in the face, basically.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I feel like that, like hypothetically, where, you know, the person who comes up and says, yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. Here's why we're the worst. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, they win
that
automatically.
Well, no, but they'll be like disavowed by like the real, like, this person wasn't a real Yankee fan. They wasn't really say that. And then we end up like, I like this idea.
I would listen to this podcast on a different podcast. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I want to go down with that ship.
Understood. You guys are too nice.
Yes. Tiago, we have a question for you before you get to your second question.
Sure.
Will you be the person to watch the Blockbuster documentary this week for us?
Absolutely. It's on my list. Me and my wife are going to watch it today, actually. And wow. I live in Seattle, so I've been to Bend once before and have to go again for a wedding.
That is too highest, Rob.
Inside job.
Yes.
Wait, Tiago, well,
is everyone from the Pacific Northwest on this
maybe, call? Maybe. This is the Pacific Northwest mailbag. Tiago, could you tell us, why are the Dave Matthews Band fans the worst fan base in the world? Akiva, can I ask that question?
Of course.
Is that safe? Okay.
Yeah, you can. And I just want to let you know, I'm from Yonkers, New York. I've only been in Seattle for 2 years. So I'm local like you guys. Mm-hmm. Dave Matthews Band fan. I have to say they're the worst because, and I hope I can say this, a lot of times when you go to the concert, you'll see similar people that you would kind of find at the Capitol on January 6th in the United States. So, not the best types of people, but I love the band so much that I put myself
that about Dave Matthews
in that situation. Yeah.
That's it. Okay. All right. Tiago.
By the way, Tiago said that, not us.
Yeah. Yes, that was me. I take full responsibility.
What's your Twitter in case people want to come after you, Tiago, for that comment?
It's Chef Tiago F.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tiago. I was not expecting that. All right, Tiago. Thank you for the pitches, okay?
Sure.
Thanks, Tiago.
Sure. Okay.
I look forward to the next Renap Live here in Seattle. I'll see you guys then.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, coming maybe, in 2027. Yeah.
Well, why not 2022?
Let's see how it goes.
What, vaccine?
Yeah.
It's going great. I'm here. Everyone's got it, and there's no more corona. It's summer's going to be a party.
You've got the Mission Accomplished banner up at your house?
Yeah, the Mission Accomplished banner's up, baby. It's listen, it's trust me, it's working.
Okay. All right. Let's.
You should take it. You should take the vaccine.
I would like to. All right, Akiva.
Yes.
All right, I have 16 hands up.
Okay, let's split the middle. 8.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. They're not numbered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's our friend Nelson from Denver.
Mm.
Hello.
Nelson, who just got on Clubhouse when we did The Price is Right, is here. Nelson, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. And we know Nelson is not from the Pacific Northwest.
Not. I'm okay. Denver.
Yes. All okay. right. Go for it.
My idea is Rob and Akiva, hit up your mom.
What? Okay. All right.
So it's like a quicksand idea. This would be just for like around Mother's Day. And it's just be all around moms. I'm thinking maybe you can probably do like a mother's draft of like classic moms from TV shows. But the main thing is I want to do a deep dive on the show Mom. and how it changed from the first season till it's ending this year. And I'm not even a big fan of Mom. It's just like it's ridiculous how what it changed from where it began to where it is now. And so the podcast is this whole Mom themes. Maybe they can pull a census, and maybe they can you guys can call moms and ask for.
How is the show, Nelson? How has the show changed? Like, is it different? Is it like a different premise?
Well,
since it started the show Mom.
So it starts with Anna Faris and her mom and her mom, and Anna Faris is a mom to 2 kids. And the last season, Anna's not on the show. The kids have been gone since season like 3, and it's basically a show about us AA meetings.
Okay, all right, that's pretty wild.
Crazy. People who have been to those meetings said they changed their life because
Anna Faris is she's too big for a network.
Yeah, what is she doing
point?
Now?
She just left the last season. I'm not sure. Like she's like I was. She had a
Nelson,
she was done with it.
Wild.
Hmm.
So it was like, go ahead.
So just in terms of this being a pitch for the mailbag, I feel like that this is almost too many ideas for one episode. Yes. This would be like maybe like if we had like a mom month on it, where we had like a mom bracket, you know, that we're hearing from people's moms. Yeah. We're talking about the TV show Mom. Like there's too much for one episode.
Give me like quick hits, like you're like 5-10 minutes each segment. I'll just think of that.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mom stuff
mom
here.
Variety pack. Yeah.
Yeah. I do like the idea of season 3, episode 7 of Mom, but Mom isn't off the rails, it sounds like, by season 3, episode 7.
Well, it's probably different. I think the kids are gone, might be gone, but until it's a crazy show.
Yeah. Hmm. So yeah, it's just Allison Janney, and then a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
I think Allison Janney, it looks like in this chart on Wikipedia, is the only person from season one who's still on the show.
Yes.
Sounds like a toxic.
It's toxic, you think? Who do you think is toxic?
I bet it's toxic. There's no way everyone's leaving. Somebody, I don't know. So the showrunner, Allison Janney, Ferris, somebody has to be toxic for this.
I like Allison Janney.
Everyone to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have you ever met her? Like, do you know behind the scenes? Like, is Janney?
I don't know. Nelson, have you watched all 8 seasons of Mom?
No, so the funny thing is I watched like the first 2 episodes and then I stopped watching. And then my wife, she started watching. So I watched the last 2 seasons. But I know like the how it began and where it is now. It's always so fascinating. But I'm like, this is totally different than what started.
Are you sure it's the same show? Maybe she's watching a different show. It's like called Mom, but it's on like TLC.
The same show. Yeah.
Same show. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Akiva, of the different things that Nelson pitched, do any of them strike you as a potential like Mother's Day wheel jam situation?
I got to think about it. I think we could maybe tweak it a little bit. I don't hate him. Like, I like the idea of Mom, but I think it couldn't be season 3, episode 7, because it sounds like it's going off the rails. You'd almost need like a season 1, a season 8 episode. I don't need to have my mom on the show. I don't know if you feel like you want to have your, I don't know. Like, unless we're getting our moms, should we get the listeners' moms on? Do you want to have listeners' moms on the show?
Hmm.
Whose mom should
come
on the show?
There's also a movie called Mother's Day as well with Julia Roberts.
There's Mother's Day.
Yeah, didn't we, Akiva, at one point, did we get pitches from listeners' moms? Did we do like a mom mailbag?
We didn't do a mom mailbag. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was a full mailbag, but we definitely, I think we heard from Shut Up Tim's mom for sure. I remember we heard from some moms.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't mind bringing that back.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We could do that 1 week. Do you think moms are on Clubhouse? Should we do a mom Clubhouse mailbag? No, right? I bet they're not.
Are certainly moms on Clubhouse.
I mean, I'm not saying there are no moms on Clubhouse. I just think like the average listener's mom probably doesn't even know what Clubhouse is yet. And you think, we'll never.
I think it's
on the way down.
So I would say that there are certainly moms on Clubhouse, but is there anybody who their mom is on Clubhouse. Like,
we're looking for an
offspring and a mother on Clubhouse.
Right, okay.
Hmm.
Is your wife on Clubhouse? She's a mom.
She has an account, but she doesn't use it.
Yeah, my wife doesn't know what Clubhouse is, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I guess I did download the app on her phone.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe somewhere, like, we could do, like, a quick, like, mom bracket, like, in a mailbag or something like that.
I like that. Mom bracket.
Okay.
Bracket of moms.
All right, Nelson. Anything else?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. All
right. Thanks, Nelson.
Thanks, Nelson.
Yeah, thanks, okay. Guys.
All right, Akiva, number from 1 to 16.
Ooh, let's go with 1.
Okay. All right. Here comes Ben.
Okay. Now, which All Ben right. is this?
Ben T.
Oh, okay. I think, okay. Yeah.
Ben.
Not who I thought.
Hey, Rob.
How's it going?
Just
pretty
Rob.
Well. And
yeah,
Akiva's
here too. Yeah.
I can't see him, and I think that's part of my pitch.
You can't see anybody. It's Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't see your icon. That's where my idea comes from. And I know that Akiva can't see any of our icons either. And so my idea is not really a full episode, but more of a fun Clubhouse game, maybe called the Masked Clubhouser. And Rob will read people's bios that are notable in the Clubhouse and Renap community, and Akiva will try to guess whose bio belongs to whom.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Akiva's matching up bios with friends of the show. Akiva, are you interested in that?
So it's like, I love running and noon hydration, and I'm like, oh, it's Kelly. It's Kelly White.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very inside baseball.
Okay, here, how about this? Let's see if this works, that there are some friends of the podcast that are in the room, and I'll read you their bio.
Yes, let's do that.
And you tell me if you think this is...
I know the fan base very well. You said Ben's, I had 7 Ben's in my head already.
Okay.
So let's see if I could do this.
All right, so let's see. All right, I'm gonna read you a bio.
Please.
And you tell me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one might be easy. News reporter / anchor. I consume way too much media. She / her.
That's easy. We have a lot of news reporters slash anchors in our our midst.
No, we don't. That's why this should be easy.
I can't. I'm missing now. You're embarrassing me. I'm not going to think of it. Who is it? I'm drawing a blank.
Fifth Wheel Navi.
Oh, right, Navi. I forgot. Okay. You know, I was thinking TV news for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking radio. I would have got it with shout out to Navi. Hi, Navi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's try one more. What's your bio, by the way, Rob? Do you have a good Clubhouse bio?
I mean, creator of the TV Recap Podcast Network, RJP, and host of Rob is a Podcast. So that would be easy.
Yeah. Renap never makes it to the bios. People are saying, you notice Renap never makes it to the bios? Nobody's ever said that, actually.
I mean, it's not what I open with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me one more bio. Let's see if Ben's idea can hold some water here.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. How about that guy who talked about pinball on Renap?
Okay, that's Greg. That's pretty easy.
See? He led with it.
Yeah. See, he's not even on the show when he leads with it. You're the R in the mm-hmm. show. Nope, not even nary a mention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So a lot of the bios, I don't think, like, a lot of the bios are very short and not super descriptive. So I think it would actually be, it would be tough to find ones that were not too obvious.
Maybe they would tailor their bios for the episode. But
So I think it would be very tricky to find ones that weren't like completely obvious or not super difficult.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, nobody would know playing at home who we're talking about. So this mm-hmm. is like one of the most inside baseball things even mm-hmm. we could do.
But it would be a good Clubhouse room start a Clubhouse room with people that and then have guests different bios. How about that, Ben?
We've scared Ben away.
No, he's just muted.
Yeah. That sounds good. It was never my intent for a full episode. I just wanted to have some fun on Clubhouse. You say it might go away, so I had to shoot my shot, as they say on Clubhouse. Yeah.
I don't know if it's it's not going to be gone tomorrow. I'm just wondering if sort of like if you're looking at the graph, like did it plateau? Is my question about Clubhouse.
It's
possible. I have a question.
Yes.
Question. Okay, what about someone makes a documentary, The Last Clubhouse, and we do a podcast about that instead of The Last Blockbuster?
Hmm.
Is this The Last Clubhouse?
No. So, I mean, are you just trying to be provocative with the title?
No, but I don't know. Last Blockbuster got me thinking about other lasts.
Well, this isn't going to be The Last Clubhouse.
All right. I like this. This might not even be The Last Clubhouse mailbag. I like hearing from the listeners
this
directly.
This might not even be my last Clubhouse today.
Oh no! Yeah, what do you have on the docket?
No, I just like to just jump on and see how everybody's doing.
All right, let's hear from the whoever's last in line, Rob.
Okay, 16. Okay, here comes Ray.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So this is Ray Liotta.
Is this Ray Liotta?
No, not close.
Yes. Okay. Ray, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm thinking about what about a room where everybody has to be a certain personality type from Angie Collins.
Like, wait, today, Ray, are you pitching with mailbag or are you pitching Clubhouse ideas?
Oh, I think Clubhouse ideas.
Oh, wait. No, this is
I'm sorry. Am I in the wrong room?
Want to pitch a Clubhouse room where everybody is acting as
Are we getting money from the Clubhouse people right now?
I don't know.
We're doing better than they are. They didn't have a TV theme song.
Ray, I think that it might be fun to have some sort of like, I don't know if necessarily that, but like some sort of like everybody's playing a character in a Clubhouse. Yeah. That would be fun, but probably not a great episode of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry. Maybe we should have reset the room every now and then.
Let me reset the room then in case we're okay. All right. This is Akiva. Watch. Well, I'm going to reset. Should I reset the room or should Akiva?
Let's reset the room.
Do Akiva.
All right, yeah, I'm going to reset the room just in case for the new listeners, or if anybody just skipped ahead an hour and 30 minutes into the podcast. All right, so this is the first ever Renap Clubhouse mailbag. I'm Rob Cesternino, and I'm here with Akiva Winokur. We are looking for submissions for ideas to go on the wheel for Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. It's a podcast where we have a wheel of ideas and we get from the listeners. And we're here on Clubhouse today to get people to have a chance to share their ideas with us. If you want, you could click on the little Monopoly house at the top of the room to join the RHAP club here on Clubhouse. And we're taking some of your questions here in the room. We are recording this to go on a podcast.
You nailed it, Rob.
Okay. All right. Akiva, I need a number from 1 to 16.
5.
Okay.
There's a new 16. Like when you say 116, like the new person joined?
Did a new person join?
Like a 16 yeah. Ray? Or is now there's like a new
A new person has joined. Got it. This is Dan Sinensky, creator of Wheel Jam. Yes.
So I have an idea, which I pitched to you guys on Twitter.
Hold on, Daniel. Hold on. Is Clubhouse a men-only app?
No.
It's not against you.
There are plenty of women with their hand raised. You are not picking them.
But I'm just picking random numbers. All right, let's try and pick a woman after this. All right, Dan, we love you, Dan. What's up?
Well, what I pitched on Twitter, which I want to reiterate, I think appeals to men and also to women who are a large part of the fan base of SCOM. I know you guys said you needed more season 3, episode 7s. Season 3, episode 7 of SCOM is fantastic. I don't necessarily even need to be the person talking about it. I just think we need to close the loop on SCOM and have you guys talk about it.
Mm-hmm. What's that buzz? When I hear that noise, is that like somebody cheering?
That's another person has their hand raised. That's an alert from Clubhouse. Dan has gotten very much down the SCOM wormhole and is as much of a SCOM super fan as who was our Sarah?
It was Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was our SCOM's biggest super fan.
I wouldn't say I'm quite that far. I've stuck with the Norwegian SCOM. I'm a purist, but it's fantastic.
When we're punished. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it should be a season 3, episode 7 episode. It should be reserved for when we're punished.
I mean, I really don't see how SCOM is a punishment.
Yeah.
I think if you got that as a punishment, you'd be getting off easy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I
you're right. I guess it could be better off as a standalone episode of Renap and not as part of the fishbowl. We could go in that direction.
Okay. Yeah, I think if we lost like the Master Nap or something like that. Okay. Okay. Dan, is season 3, episode 7 of SCOM a particularly good one?
So there are a lot of sad episodes of SCOM, and season 3 episode is not one of them. It's a little funnier, a little lighter, more uplifting. I think maybe more relatable to you guys than some of the other seasons.
Yeah. I don't know if podcasting about sad is our thing.
This isn't a sad episode. We lucked out here. Season 3, episode 7 is very happy.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys aren't into it.
Well, we're into it for when we are punished.
Okay. It's the punishment you're most looking forward to.
Yes. Yes. You're making it sound more appetizing as a punishment.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Yep. Have a good one.
Okay. All right. Akiva, you want to hear from some of our female listeners? Okay, give us. Okay. Okay, all right, yes. Aspen is here. Aspen.
I knew you were going to call on me right now. I'm trying to pay at McDonald's.
Here, Aspen, mute. We'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, come back, please. Thank you.
See? Akiva, see on the Clubhouse mailbag, people are out in the world.
Mm-hmm. I know I was here just for audio, but I do have some pitches if you want to hear them.
Okay. All right. Isaac, go ahead.
I have Robin Akiva in the morning, Robin Akiva Tesla Mandela effect, and Robin Akiva join a cult.
Hold on. Aspen.
I've joined the cult a pitch before. It's okay.
It's not as bad as you think.
McDonald's order.
Yeah, here, Aspen. You can mute while you're waiting. Also,
I didn't realize I wasn't muted.
No, it's all good, Aspen. Aspen, what are you ordering from McDonald's? We want to know.
I'm getting my husband a cheeseburger because he's starving.
Okay.
I'm on my way home from work in the beautiful Pacific Northwest.
Oh, another one. This is, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
Are you on your way to the last Blockbuster to rent the movie?
No. That's in Bend. I'm not in Bend.
Okay.
I have driven past it, though.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Isaac wants us to join a cult, Rob. We've actually had this pitch a bunch of times. I'm not like, I'd like to start a cult rather than join a cult. I don't know about you.
It's not what you think. I was just thinking that you watch a lot of bad movies, but there are good movies that are cult classics. So if you do kind of like a diaper or something similar for cult classic movies.
Give me an example. Give us an example, Isaac.
The one I sent you that you didn't read, I'm not offended, was Jennifer's Body, which was like a 2011 type movie with Megan Fox, where she becomes a demon. Written by Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno. It's very good, but the way that it was marketed was basically just, you know, Megan Fox is hot, but the movie's a lot better than just her.
So that's a cult classic now. Diablo Cody, Megan Fox, Jennifer's Body.
I would call it a cult classic that it wasn't well received upon, you know, when it was in theaters, but it does have a good following now, and I just think it's a very good film.
Rob, if you were describing cult classics to like an alien, say Gonzo from the Muppets, what movie would you use as your first example?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, that's probably a good one. Rocky Horror Picture Show. I think like Big Lebowski is up there. That's like what didn't make any money at the box office really, but it's like watched 10 zillion times. I saw Big Lebowski and Shakespeare off Broadway. Like it's like Rounders. That's a cult classic that also didn't make any money.
Rounders is a cult classic.
Yeah, Rounders made no money at the box office, and now everyone talks about it.
Bought it for $100 at Blockbuster.
Yeah, when listeners come up, name us a cult classic.
Okay.
All right. I'm calling it number 10, Rob.
Okay. All right. Aspen. All right. Aspen's here.
Wait. Aspen's back. Hold on. Number 10. You get to number 10 in a second.
Hi, I'm Robin Akiva. All right, I'm so excited to talk to you. All right, I have an idea. I was browsing what is on Mount Paramount Plus, and I discovered a lot of old MTV. I know you're criticizing Beavis and Butthead, but I'm not talking Beavis and Butthead. Like, the horrible shows circa 2007, like Next and My Super Sweet 16 and Real Writers. All the really garbage shows, I think you should watch it.
Well, we have an episode, if you're into that. We have an episode called MTV Shows Are Trash with Ali Lasher. We covered those.
Okay, well, I'm a fake fan. It was nice talking to you.
No, Aspen.
No, come back, Aspen.
Okay, well...
It's a good episode. Yeah, you should pause this and listen to it.
I want to hear more about Aspen went just to McDonald's because your husband needed a cheeseburger.
Well, I'm on my way home from work.
Oh.
And he hasn't eaten yet today.
This is hitting too close to home for Rob, Aspen.
I drew that picture of the Hidden Valley Ranch baby.
Oh. Okay.
On Twitter, if you saw that.
Aspen, in Rob's world, it's the opposite, where like you know, Rob's hungry, but someone else is getting themselves lunch, not necessarily him.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Aspen, do you do a lot of Clubhouse in the car?
No, not at all. I do a lot of podcast listening in the car.
Okay. All right.
No. Well, that's all I have, but thanks for letting me speak.
Okay, Aspen. Thank you.
Thank you, Aspen. Good luck with the McDonald's.
All right.
Bye.
All right. You want to do like two or three more, Akiva?
Yeah, let's go rapid fire. Let's go. I mean, I'll do a million. I think anyone waiting, we will go rapid fire here.
All right. All right. Here we go. Well, we still got 16 people with their hands up. Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. But I'll let this person cut the line. Here we go. Our ombudsperson, Aisha, is here.
Ooh.
Hey, guys.
Aisha, how are you?
Hey. Good. How are you guys?
Very good, Aisha. Are you at McDonald's?
I am not. I am at my house.
Okay.
I don't have a suggestion for the mailbag. I do have a cult classic movie for you, though.
Yes, what is it?
Please. Have you ever seen the movie Go? It's from the late 90s.
Yes.
Seen it in theaters. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm old.
I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies from the 90s. That's all
it's funny because, yeah, Go is great. It is a cult classic. You're right. Although people sort of liked it at the time, it got good reviews. I think I made like a decent amount of money. I was also big into Katie Holmes. All right, Katie Holmes.
Was this in your Dawson's Creek phase?
I gathered that with the Dawson's Creek thing recently.
I mean, it wasn't like the craziest. Like, once you went to Cruise, I was over. Yeah, I was over. I was over. Katie. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good movie. I don't think we have like really a place for us to watch it, but yeah, that is a good cult classic movie. People should check that out. A little gritty.
are we anti grit?
No, we're pro grit, but it's gritty. It's very gritty. It's an interesting movie. It's hard to explain if I was trying to like explain Go to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can try to explain it. It's about people at a rave doing way too many drugs and a ridiculous night that they have.
Okay. Yeah. So she nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
You should write the things on the channels, Aisha, where it's like, what are you watching now?
Here's the info.
Mm-hmm.
They do way too many drugs and they go to after a rave.
Yeah. That's sort of like the bio game.
Debauchery.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else you got for us, Aisha?
That's it. That's all I had. I just wanted to come up here and say hi to you guys. This is great.
You like Clubhouse Mailbag? Is this working?
I do. I love this. I had forgotten to log in right at 6 and then realized I was a little late, but I love this very much.
Okay. Very much. Beautiful. Well, we'll take it. Not used to that kind of positive feedback. Okay. All right. Aisha, thank you so much. Okay.
Yep. Thanks. Are you going to put me back in the audience?
You could just mute. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. So let's do some rapid fire. Okay. Here comes Mark. Mark.
Hey, guys.
Yes. Mark's avatar right now is more of a 32 fans idea.
A guest for the occasion.
Yes. Perfect.
I want to first of all thank you, Rob, for telling me about Clubhouse, not me personally, but you know.
Yes.
So I want to join whatever previously somebody may have recommended that would go with the title, Rob and Akiva Save the World. It's a great title, but I don't know exactly what the episode would be. So as a germ of an idea, I don't know if it has to do with raising money for a nonprofit or movies about saving the world, but it's just a title that appeals to me.
Okay.
And another idea I had was you're going to have episode 138 coming up, God willing, soon. And that's double 69, so a good excuse to have Dr. Mike back.
I think it's the plan, if he'll have us.
I think he'll have
us. Last, yeah, the movie idea came up. I have a movie I like. My wife hates it. Can't believe I watch it over and over again every time it's on. I don't know how much the rest of the world thinks it's a cult idea, but the movie Real Men with John Ritter and Jim Belushi, which is a spy spoof. I don't know if they thought they were spoofing or if it's just inadvertently funny. There are clowns in it, so fair warning. But that's a movie I just always enjoy. And so I want to put that out there if that idea moves forward.
All right. Akiva.
Thank you, Mark.
John Ritter, Jim Belushi clown movie. Does that sound up your alley?
I mean, it sounds bad, but not really. But I appreciate the submission.
Okay. All right, let's
really try rapid fire.
All right, let's go to Sarah Ferguson.
Hello.
Yes, Sarah, how are you? And Akiva, Sarah is one of the all-time Clubhousers.
Thank you. So I have Rob and Akiva, It Takes Two. There is a phenomenon that that's called twin movies or twin films. And it's two movies that come out around the same time that have similar plots or similar themes. So some examples is...
Yes.
Yes, there's one. It Takes Two in The Parent Trap, No Strings Attached, and Friends with Benefits, A Bug's Life, and Ants. So my idea would be, if this comes up in the wheel, we would throw it to a poll and then have the audience vote on which twin movie you want to touch on. Mm-hmm.
And then it will be an all-out battle, whichever wins. And you guys can compare, contrast, say, like, which one's not a good idea, which one is a good movie, which one isn't. And just, like, a little bit of a battle.
Yeah. So I like this idea a lot, Akiva, but I like it sort of like building it up like a WrestleMania card of like we go through like seven rounds of like movies that came out around the same time and declare which one is superior.
And then then eventually do we watch the winner?
No, we don't watch any of them. Maybe somebody just writes an impassioned plea of why like, you know, there's the Deep Impact person. Deep Impact is the best. And then the other person writes in and says what's the other one? Armageddon. Yeah.
Armageddon. I just want to let everyone know I had a joke that I would have said that would have been bleeped out of the podcast, but I'm not going to say because we were live. But it would have killed with Rob. It would have killed. So I think if we're not watching the ultimate winner, Rob.
Yeah.
If we're not watching the ultimate winner, then
but then I don't think don't that Armageddon takes on the Parent Trap. Like, I think we're just declaring like a final supremacy for one of those two films.
Yeah, but like, I haven't seen all of them. I don't see how it works without us watching the movies.
I mean, if you go to the wiki, there's like dozens and dozens and dozens of twin films that you can battle against each other. So lots of options. Just something to chew on.
I hear you.
Okay. Akiva's not into it, Sarah.
Akiva, do you want me to go on the wikis and give you recaps?
Oh. No, honestly, Aisha, I think it's a good idea from Sarah, but I don't know how we could turn this into an episode. I think this should be, honestly, this should be an episode of your podcast, and I'd listen to it. From like the best twin movies of the 90s.
What a reversal.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, we could do that. We could do that, but I think this is it's a good idea. It just needs like the right home, you know?
Yeah. Adopt Katie a podcast. Holmes? Don't shop.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Sarah. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to Rowan. Okay.
We know Rowan.
Yes. Rowan, how are you?
Hi, how you doing, Rob?
Very good.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Yes. Please say hello to Akiva too.
Akiva. What's up, Rowan?
Everyone knows I'm Akiva's biggest fan. I was robbed, but it's okay.
Well, okay. All right, fine. can we talk about that, Rowan? Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
We have gotten a lot of submissions since Rob's biggest stan, allegedly his biggest stan, got knocked out of the stan tournament. People really want us to do Rob's biggest stan. That would be a big hit. Could we do that? And could it be in a non-bracket so we could do it before next March, Rob? Because I'll put that Google Doc together this week. Would you want to hear about Rob's biggest stan? Is it too soon after doing the
I'm not clamoring to do it. I feel like that, I don't know why we have to be so mean to Christina, who came forward as everyone's like,
she just didn't win the whole shebang.
She doesn't even like Rob.
She doesn't like you as much as Greg likes pinball. Come on,
yeah.
I'm gonna say Rob is too beloved. He's too beloved.
How about this? So in 3 months, Rob will like. I think it's a good idea. I don't know if it's for today, but I think it's a fun idea to have to find out Rob's biggest fan. I think people get into that.
I think that the listeners would like more if we did Rob's biggest hater.
I do too. I agree with Rob.
I don't think we should do that though. Rowan, what did you have for us though?
Sure. So my idea is about all those targeted ads that everybody gets on like any social media platform. So Facebook, TikTok, anything that comes up for either you guys to like buy everything that's advertised to you for a month and then go on and review it. Or you could just have all of the audience members tell you about like which item they bought and how it went. Like, did it actually do all of the incredible things it said it was going to, or was it just absolute trash?
Isn't it like a lot of it targeted ads? Like you buy a vacuum cleaner, so then your next 30 ads on Facebook or for a vacuum cleaner or something?
A lot of times it's like things you don't want. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. What about if Pete, we did give a prank idea to the listeners of like go on their significant other's phone and then like go to like a website that's going to cookie them to really screw up their algorithm.
I like that.
But there's great products. It's mm-hmm. really wild stuff. I think it would be funny to review it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, I loved the idea you had a while ago about hacks. So you guys could test out all those different hacks, like how to cut the pineapple and all that crazy stuff.
I do like mm-hmm. hearing about hacks.
But not pineapple. You know, he doesn't like food, Ruan. So
I mean, know. It is one of my favorite fruits. Fun. But yeah, I that you know, I don't like talking about it.
And
so
your
much.
Wife's least favorite.
No, on a pizza, certainly, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, Akiva has plenty of money to buy all these products. I mean, this sounds
what
like this is very...
What, this is not true.
Very
this
pricey.
True. Yeah. Well, you, could just, you don't have to buy them. You could just have... Everybody buys them. I've bought tons of crap that has come up in my Instagram, Facebook, whatever, TikTok. I just buy crazy stuff because I'm like, no way this works. I just want to see sometimes. And other times...
What's the craziest thing you've bought, Rowan?
Craziest thing I bought that was actually cool was I bought this candle that like does fireworks and then spins and sings happy birthday. That was
fireworks.
Awesome. I don't know. It was a cool candle and I thought it would be stupid and it was pretty cheap. So I bought that. That was good. But like I've bought skincare products that are just so stupid, but I can't help myself. I'm like, but what if they do work?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta give it a shot.
All right. It's Akiva, worth
$25.
What do you make of some kind of like if the like listeners filled out a Google form to tell us as some sort of like as seen on TV product that they bought and gave us like a review? Are we interested in that? Of like a like if people want to know about product reviews of things that they see advertised all the time?
I like, I don't know, okay. Maybe all I'm right. not interested, but I'm not like. Are you excited if that's the next week's wheel spin? Like, ooh. Well, should we tell people now that, by
yet.
The way, that we're not spinning
yet,
the wheel
but
on Clubhouse?
But if we got, like, if the submissions were there, then we mm-hmm. would know we had something.
Okay. I mean, you know, I try and be precious with the Google Forms. I don't want people
okay. to... All right. All right, Ruan. Sounds like
it's a
pass.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
All right. Well, thank
we
you.
Love you, Ruan.
Just one last thing. Pitch for the Kraft mm-hmm. movie diaper.
Yes.
Yes. Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
And yes. Can you name a cult classic for us, Ruan, please?
Sure. Office Space.
Hmm. Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Office Space made no money and it's now it's like one of those popular movies.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Ruan,
thanks,
thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Ruan.
All right. Give us one more from 1 to 16.
All these people aren't getting called.
I know,
16
but
still.
What are we gonna do? Like a 9-hour podcast?
Well, how about everybody gets like 20 seconds? All right,
20 seconds. Okay. So, you know, one person hasn't come close to being 20 seconds. Okay.
I know. Sarah tried.
Yeah. What number?
Number one. Well, we'll do number one because I assume they've been
okay.
waiting the longest.
All right. Here's Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brighton.
Hello.
Yes. Brighton, you have 20 seconds.
Can you get it to us in 20 seconds, Brighton? One,
jeez. Okay. Well,
two, three, four.
Don't count.
One, season 3, episode 7, The Biggest Loser. And I can elaborate. Okay. As to why, but trust me, it is historically interesting. And second one is Robin and Akiva become evil overlords. And I can elaborate on
yes.
that. Third,
evil overlords
want.
Of what?
So there is a very famous internet list called the top 100 things I'd do if I ever became an evil overlord. I think it would be interesting if you guys read it and related it to different forms of media.
Hmm.
Okay.
Isn't that more of a 32 fans idea?
Do you think we're evil overlords over there? Might be an NGOG idea. I don't know.
All right. All right, Brighton. Let us think about that one.
Yeah. Thanks, Brighton.
Okay. All right.
Who's next?
Okay. Let's go to, how about, you want to pick a number or just go down
let's
the batting
go
order?
Top of the list at this point.
Okay. All right. Here comes Jake.
Jake. This is not Jake the Snake Roberts,
the Snake
who you mentioned earlier.
No. This is correct. Okay, this is not Jake Roberts.
No.
Different Jake R. Yes.
My idea is Rob needs a Premier League team. I think there's enough upside because like a team in the bottom half of the table is genuinely happy coming in like 17th. So like you don't have to just go for the best team like it was for the NBA.
Jake, I don't think Rob likes soccer. And first of all, this is literally a 32 fans idea. Like we would almost have to do this episode on 32 fans. We did do this for an NBA team. And I think it stuck. I think ultimately that was a success, right?
I followed the Raptors all through the 2020 campaign. But this year, what's going on? What are they rebuilding the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know I was signing up for that.
Rob is famously a Fairweather fan.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're talking like playoffs and like they fired the coach. Yeah. Like, what the hell is going on?
Hasn't taken the leap. Yeah.
There's a good trade, Kyle Lowry.
But you're not watching. Yeah. You're not like, watching.
I wasn't ready for a teardown in year two.
Yeah, you have enough teardowns in your other sports
teams. I was sort of pitched that this was an up-and-coming team on the rise that was like one superstar, you know, in free agency away from like another title run. Like, you know, I've got a bunch of other teams rebuilding.
Yeah. Anyway, Jake the Snake, I think that Rob doesn't like soccer ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to speak for Rob. Yeah. He's right here.
Yeah. No, I think that... Yeah, I do not see a Premier League team sticking as part of my everyday routine.
Mm-hmm. I can't Rob watch the Olympics.
I expected
like
the
Rob
32 fans.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, Rob's a meat and potato sports fan. You can't even get him to watch like the Olympics or college basketball or anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The closest I came to Premier League football was when that guy kissed Chester on the eye in Minnesota.
Oh, that's right. We love those guys. Also, FIFA. You ever play FIFA, Rob?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, who's next? All right, let's try and get to this and get to nothing. Thanks, Jake.
Here, let's say hello to Will.
Mm-hmm.
Will is here. Will.
Hello.
Will, how's it going?
Good. Let's see, 20-second version. Cult classic is The Room. I've never actually seen it myself, but I know that's a big one with a lot of obvious
that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my idea was Robin Akiva's Believe It or Not, and you take listener submissions of either crazy feats that they've accomplished or experiences that they've had. You know, maybe a listener has a Guinness record or one of them might have won the lottery or, you know, some crazy experience or story or feat that they might have accomplished.
Yeah. I think that's pretty similar to what we have ultimately with like LaTanya and also what we did with KFC and Corey B, right? Where it's like, weird fact about the people.
I thought LaTanya was going to do a Chappelle lie detector.
Well, I don't think it was just Chappelle. I think like maybe Chappelle would be part of it, but I think it was like the human lie detector where like listeners would come on. It would be like two truths and a lie. Mm. I think it's in the same family. It's not a bad idea for sure, but I think it's in a similar vein of that idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Just no lying required, I guess.
Right. I guess. So here there would be no lying required.
All right.
Okay. All right. Who's next?
Thank you, Will. All right. Let's talk to Eric, the bearded DJ. Mm-hmm.
Jay.
Eric.
Rob Akiva. Hi. What's up, guys?
How are you?
No Passover skaters for the DJ.
Yeah, no, I'm good today. No DJing.
How's Akiva? How's Akiva Jr. doing?
Florida Akiva as well.
Yes. Eric has his finger on the pulse of Clubhouse. Is Clubhouse plateauing?
No, not yet. I mean, we got a year before it plateaus.
Okay. All right. Good to hear. All right.
Once Martin Shkreli gets on here, then it's all going to hell.
All right. So, Eric, what's your pitch?
So I pitched this to you. You guys have no game shows on the wheel right now. I pitched this to you back when you were game show rich. And I also emailed it. Must have gotten lost in Akiva's mailbox. Rob and Akiva love movies. Fashioned after Doug Loves Movies. Series of movie-based trivia games. Banter really, you know, lends itself to banter.
Okay, so but we wouldn't be playing his games because I don't want to like that is a podcast where they just play movie games, so I wouldn't want to just take their movie games and do them. I think that's
they're good movie games. He takes it from other people as well.
I understand, but I don't think we should just be doing other people's bits completely. But I don't mind playing a movie game if someone could come up with their own original movie game. We could talk about it.
Okay. All right, Eric. You got anything else?
You ever hear that show, Rob?
Yes.
Doug Loves Movies.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good. Dr. Mike shouldn't be on 138. He should be on 169. No one hears 138 and says, nice.
I hear you, but it's like a funny bit. And also like, that's a long time. We got to wait another year if we're waiting for 169. Who knows what could be.
I think Rob's okay with that.
Hmm.
I think I'm excited for Dr. Mike in 10 episodes. Well, whatever it is.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Eric. Okay.
Thanks, right. Eric.
They crushing it.
All right. Okay, Akiva. Here's Humberto.
Humby. Was that his idea last week with the TV catchphrases we talked about before on the podcast?
Humberto, was that your idea, TV catchphrases?
Yes, it was.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, yeah, we greenlight that. We greenlit that for next year.
Hell yeah!
Okay. Clear your schedule for March 22.
March 22, 2022. Oh my God.
I'll be fine. Yeah. What about Robin Akiva, Best of Unsolved Mysteries? So I don't know if you guys remember the TV show Unsolved Mysteries that they had a reboot. So like you have somebody do some research and find like three or four best cases and you guys go over those. Maybe it might be too spooky for Akiva. But
well, I feel like, I mean, isn't that similar to what we did with Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz, where we talked about Robin Akiva Need a Verdict, where she gave us a bunch of open cases that we had to sort of weigh in on?
Yeah, but those were more like real stuff. I mean, I'm not going to say this is not unreal, but I'm thinking about more like the UFO options.
I got it. You know, Humberto, I don't even like talking about this on the podcast, but I've discussed that Marvin Harry were in my closet when I was a kid, and Edward Scissorhands, and who else was there? E.T.
Chucky
the doll. But I haven't even, I'm almost afraid to say it, but also Resurrection Mary from Unsolved Mysteries was in my closet.
Who's Very Resurrection spooky. Mary from Unsolved Mysteries?
Do you know Resurrection Mary?
Yeah.
It was just an episode where they talked about Resurrection Mary. She was just like a lady. What was her shtick, Humby? What was her deal? Do you remember?
No. I remember the...
This is I like think she would just Chicago get like, picked area, up right? on the side of the highway, right?
Resurrection Mary is a well-known Chicago area ghost story of the vanishing hitchhiker.
Yeah, she was a vanishing hitchhiker, and it was like sometimes people would pick her up. I have goosebumps just talking about Resurrection Mary. I almost think we should stop.
Is that why you don't drive?
And I, first of all, you're embarrassing me in front of all my friends here. no, that's not why. I hope I would. Ideally, I would love to pick up Resurrection Mary. I got a lot of questions for her.
Okay. No, not picking her up.
Yeah, no, and... she was too. That's too spooky, Resurrection Mary. We could do something with Unsolved Mysteries. We just have to nail it down that it's different from the Dr. Amanda thing. But I hear what you're going for sure.
And for the cult, maybe the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's number one.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you guys.
All right. Thanks, Zombie.
Thanks, Zombie.
Okay. All right. How about? All right. You want to get like one or two more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. All right. Let's get one from Megan.
Okay. And by the way, if anybody does get called on and they were waiting online for like an hour, email me your idea and I'll read it next week on the mailbag. It'll go to the top of the mailbag list.
Okay. All right. Megan is here. Megan.
Hi, guys.
Yes. Megan, what's going on?
So I'm going to try to talk really quickly. I have a bracket version of the idea and a non-bracket version. The original bracket version, which we're at the end of March, unfortunately, but it was a reality competition show tournament. So examples would be OTEP from Big Brother versus Hall Brawl from The Challenge, or a Survivor competition to find which individual reality show competition segment is the best. And then the non-tournament version of this would be Robin and Akiva are game designers. And maybe I could help you guys come up with a competition that could be on one of these shows, or it could be in the Rehab world or an app world.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about which location you would want the competition to be located in. Do you want a puzzle component? If so, what is that? Yeah. Is there a physical component?
We just recently invented a game show. Akiva, could we invent a reality show?
I think we could. I would love to invent a reality show. Could we play it in one episode on this podcast, though?
The reality show?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Maybe there's like one episode where we come up with it and the next episode we play it or something. There's something there.
How can we play a reality show? I feel like we need to pitch it to networks.
Oh, you want to pitch it to networks? I mean, do you have any networks' phone numbers that we can pitch it to? Like, what if we came up with our own reality show? It was like a reality show in a podcast reality show done in one episode.
Well, how would that work? Like, where it's like basically like it's like a online like mini game where we're going to play.
Not even an ORG. What if it was like, this is just an idea. This doesn't have to be it. But what if it was like the next great podcast star and 10 different podcasts?
I think that's been done before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just okay. But that's just an idea. I'm saying, what if we had something? There are ideas I think you could do in. All right. If someone has an idea for us within this sub idea, let us know.
I think you say there are ideas. I don't know if there are.
Okay, fine. And if there's not, there's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Megan, and thank you so much. Okay.
Thanks, Megan.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. And then, all right, let's say hi to Amy also. Amy.
Hi.
Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. All right, Amy, do you have a pitch for the wheel?
I do. Rob and Akiva take a musical improv class.
Okay.
And you have somebody come and they sort of teach you a little bit about song structure, somebody who does improv. Then Mike Bloom can come on because I know he does musical improv as well. Yes, I'm volunteering him without him being here, but that's my idea anyway. Mm-hmm. And you have somebody who's playing music, and maybe you get listener suggestions for words, but you don't know them in advance. And then by the end of the episode, you guys will have to sing a song accompanied by the piano player.
Hmm. We're doing that musical improv, Rob.
Well, I think there's a lot going on there. To do specifically like musical improv, like, or we're taking like a musical improv class taught by Mike Bloom, and then we're going to write like a song.
Well, sort of in the format of musical improv, you're not writing it in advance.
Yes.
So it would, I don't know if Mike is teaching the class, but he might be accompanying you guys, mm-hmm. sort of coaching you. And you have somebody else there as well who is just randomly playing different songs. So it's sort of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? When Wayne Brady used to do this. I mean, all of them did it, but someone would be playing piano and then they'd have to sing in the style of whatever song was playing.
Akiva, you're going to sing?
I mean, it's definitely a funny idea. The idea of us singing is very funny.
Yeah, I mean... I'm open to the idea. I just don't know how to pull off the execution. Like, is like Will from America there playing the piano?
Yeah, I mean Jessica McKenna, our guest on yes. last year's
the off
Wonder Wonder Bracket. Like that's what she does off book.
Yes,
but they're like professional. Like, would it be funny to hear people who suck at it? I wonder. I don't know, maybe Rob is great. I just think I have a bad voice. It would be hard for me to be good at it. I don't think I'm a good enough singer. Like, I'm such a bad singer. I don't think it could be salvageable, unfortunately. Well,
why don't we circle back with Mike Bloom and see what he thinks about it, if we could pull this off
at some point. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And then as a quick cult film, there's a movie called Swing Kids, which came out in 1993. And it was Christian Bale, Robert Sean Leonard, Frank Whaley. And the deal was they loved swing dancing, but they were Nazis and they were teenagers. So they swing
dance. That was a little bit of a twist.
Yeah. So they were in the Hitler Youth during the day, but then at night they would go swing dancing. And then some of them were actually spying on the Nazis.
Is it a cult film?
It is. Oh, yeah. There's, in fact, Christian Bale, his band sort of started out from this. They called themselves the Baleheads. And this was pre-Batman.
That's the best thing you can come up with, Rob. The Baleheads.
The Baleheads, yeah. Not really the Bale Bondsman or anything like that?
Yeah, like anything. The Balloonatics, like nothing. Just the Baleheads.
The Baleheads.
Alrighty.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Amy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Akiva. Let's do one more. You give me the number. 1 to 13. This is the last one.
Oh, so much better. All right, but the other 12 people, email in. I will read your pitches next week. But that was going to be like 100 liars out there who say they were online. Number 5.
Okay. All right. Here comes Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, let's go. I already emailed because I thought I wasn't going to get picked.
All right. Yes.
I'll go rapid. All right. So one, I think Clubhouse is on the downward spiral. That's an insider source of me to you.
Okay.
My
Eli's a big Clubhouse guy.
Yeah, my cult film. Well,
Eli's
would be,
email. I'm reading Rob. Rob never called on me after what felt like 7.5 hours.
Oh wait, you complained about me in the email?
All right, let's hear somebody else.
I was being preemptive.
You, Rob, are you familiar with MTV's 1990 show Next?
Didn't we talk about that with Ali Lasher?
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Okay, got it.
Dang, I was being preemptive. Eli? My bad.
All right, go ahead. Go for it, Eli.
But no, my idea, it might be a punishment, is Rob and Akiva have to tune into an elementary school band and chorus concert.
And will we, like, make fun of the kids?
Make fun of the kids, yeah, that's good.
You just have to sit through it and, like, critique it. Yeah, you don't have to make fun of the kids. I didn't say all that. I'm just saying you have to watch it.
Yeah, but that's what people want. And it's a trap then we get canceled of people.
You're trying to cancel. Sorry, we got to go. We have to end on something else. Okay. We have to end on something else.
All right.
I've tried to punish Rob and Akiva before. They don't take it.
Nice. Okay. All right. 1 to 11, Akiva.
Number 2.
Okay. All right. Here comes Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Devin, yes.
Hi. This is a dream for me to be on Robin Akiva. I finally achieved it. Oh, my gosh.
You did it, Devin. Okay. So what's the pitch?
Okay. So you guys play matchmaker for Bryce Isaiah. And you pick like 5 Tinder profiles that you think he might be interested in. And then he could either pitch the Tinder profiles to him or maybe have the guys come on and like pitch themselves to him. And then he wouldn't know like what their names were or anything. And you would just pitch it and he would pick it based on what you pitched.
So I think that this is a fun idea. I don't know if Bryce wants Rob or Akiva anywhere near picking out people that he's going to date.
True. And people we'd have to like take over his Tinder, Devin. Also, like people, I feel like pitch Bryce stuff. Like we even have something on the wheel, like left and right about Renap stuff. I almost feel like we're harassing him at this point where it's like, he'll do it. He's a nice guy. But I don't know. Like, I think this might be, well, how about this, Devin? When he comes on the podcast, we will tell him about your pitch. Okay.
Okay. And with Bryce's consent, of course, I wouldn't want this done. Like,
right.
Well, I don't know how we do it without
him to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, that Bryce, I would think they should have no issue meeting people. Like, I don't think that me or you are gonna be
I think we could only hurt things.
We could only screw things up for Bryce. All right, thank you, Devin.
We're happy to talk.
Okay, Rob, thank you.
I have an idea.
Yes,
thanks, Devin.
Yes,
let's talk to person number one, but they can't pitch. I just want to know what it's like for them to have waited this whole time and not had their pitch heard.
Okay,
I don't know who person number
one is. Emily.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Hello? Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Emily. Akiva has a question for you.
Wow.
Yeah, no, well, I don't really have a question. It's just like we're not going to be able to hear Emily's pitch. We wanted to apologize. We don't have time.
I mean, I'm here. What? How can you stop me?
That's true.
Akiva's,
I guess,
listeners are tough as nails.
We're going to watch Tough as Nails?
No, it's a bracket. And Rob and Akiva's listeners pitch themselves as having the toughest jobs.
Oh, toughest jobs. Well, I mean, obviously a podcaster would win, Emily. It's like a blowout. And with Rob, who does more podcasts than Rob? So he automatically wins.
Toughest person.
I mean, I have three and a half. But yeah, that's not as many as Rob.
Is there anything,
the toughest job?
Well, maybe not toughest jobs. Is there anything more unusual jobs? Or is that too much similar to tell the truth?
Weird jobs.
That's a good idea. Weird jobs. Dirty jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking kind of dirty jobs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, people could definitely get creative with it, you know?
Is it dirty as trashy or dirty as fun?
not like that they work in like the adult industry or anything like that.
I'm open to it.
If interesting jobs, I think that there's something there.
Well, this was
Emily,
well,
what do you do? What do you do, Emily? Yes, what do you do, Emily?
Student. I'm a student. Yeah,
you're a student. Okay, how do you know, Rob? How do you know she was a student? Is it in her bio?
Akiva, that just about everybody that
you
we talk to. Yeah, I talk to pretty regularly.
Okay, so Emily's a student. That's not really a job. So you would not be eligible for the bracket. I guess it's a kind of a job.
Yeah, I
don't know.
It seems pretty hard to me, but...
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let me get out of
here. All right, Emily. Thank you so much. Emily. All right, so we are going to wrap up the Clubhouse mailbag portion of this, but thanks everybody who joined us here on Clubhouse. Akiva, was a success or no?
I enjoyed it. I almost wish next time maybe we'll do... next time we need a little bit more tough love, where we'll really go rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can't be afraid to like mute the people or whatever. Yeah.
Maybe next time we'll have like somebody who's sort of like our person, like with the clipboard. Like, all right, move it along here. Come on,
we could have Kelly be the bad cop next time. Yeah. That would be a good idea.
Bring on a bit like a bad cop.
Is bad cop Kelly here?
Who's bad cop Kelly?
Bad cop Kelly White. Is she our bad cop?
That's what she's. You've given her the nickname Cop Kelly.
I mean, she would. I bet she would be happy to be our bad cop.
She's here.
But she didn't have a. She didn't have raise her hand. She wasn't trying to get on get up here. All right. So I'm going to wrap this up on Clubhouse. Thank you so much for jumping on, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. with just me and Akiva. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye. All right, Akiva. And that's just, it's just us now. What do you think? The Clubhouse mailbag was, there was something there.
No, I really enjoy it. I would do it every week. I like hearing from the listeners directly. It's easy conduit to get to their pitches.
Yeah, I do think that in the future, like having somebody to like, all right, move it along. Come on. They're like,
We could have.
Yeah. Some sort of like soup Nazi type of like, come on.
We could get the soup Nazi himself, honestly.
Gonna be jibber jabbering all along. Like, hey, did I tell you about the time?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right. Ironically, he would be the worst guy for it because he'd just be talking about if we like edited that out. Yeah. But then we could get him. He's gettable for that gig for sure.
Yeah. For sure. He's on Cameo for not that much money. All right. So let's talk about what is out there. So we didn't end up adding anything from the Clubhouse mailbag, but we do have some germs of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Not a giant germ
that Fozzie gets stuck in, or whoever that was that got
Beat
stuck
the speaker
in.
That you took your Muppet draft.
Oh yeah, in the Muppet. Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a good pick. That was a good pick. I think I won the Muppet draft.
I don't think you did. But we'll let the listeners
put for the price of one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put out a Twitter poll this week for that. All right. Mm-hmm. Season 3, episode 7, not eligible this week. The coin flip.
Ineligible.
Mm-hmm. Crappy movie diaper. People's choice. You are a shark week in quicksand. Through May 1st. Spinoffs are trash. Sequel mechanism. HGTV shows are trash. Robin Akivi get trek. Podcast Power Hour. Sex and Akivi. High School Musical. Guest choice. What do we do with guest choice?
We'll go back. We have to start a Clubhouse.
Go back to Clubhouse.
I think. I don't know. Either go back to Clubhouse or it just doesn't come up. There's not always going to be a guest. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cheaters. Real or fake housewives. Project Greenlight and Life-Sized with Bryce Isaiah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. People do love.
I'm
to
really
pitch
dreading
Bryce
your
yeah.
you are a shark week just because. The mailbag portion of it is so similar to
what we just did.
Yeah. I know. It's like another Clubhouse next week. Mm-hmm. And we're also basically just watching them. Oh, man. We might have to use our veto if that comes up the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Just FYI.
All right. Well, look, then people can't accuse us of was that Chappelle last week who just said that we keep it all year long?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go for episode number 127.
I really want to listen to those podcasts. That's a fun idea. High School Musical's fun.
Okay. Spinoffs are trash. Jason Reed. You going to veto it like this time?
No, this is very good. I'm very excited.
Okay.
So we're going to watch Joey and two shows TBD. I think we D'd them already, but I forget because it was so long ago. So.
All right. And then we're going to watch them and then we'll just like overall talk about what's going on here in these different spinoff shows.
Yeah, we're going to watch 3 different spinoffs and maybe we'll, we'll draft spinoffs or we'll talk spinoffs. We'll all things spinoffs next week.
Okay. So,
Rob and Akiva.
Are we watching like season 3, episode 7? Did Joey get a season 3?
No, it doesn't have to be season. No, we'll watch, maybe it's a pilot. We'll watch different episodes. We're going to watch good episodes, like fun episodes of it.
Okay. Maybe it makes sense to watch the first episode of a spinoff because then they have to explain how it's spun off.
I guess it's show dependent, but I think you're right. I think that's the most logical.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could understand, like, if you missed a pilot of Joey, you could still probably follow season 2, episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Joey? Were you a regular Joey watcher?
Out of curiosity, I think I probably
had it on. My lovely wife, watched every episode of Joey, so I've seen a lot of it, honestly.
Okay. Well, how many episodes were there?
Ayo?
Well, we'll get into that next week. We'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Akiva, what else?
That's about it. I had a lovely time with you this week.
Yes, that's nice to hear.
No guests other than the 100 guests or whatever
clubhouse
we had in the
people.
Clubhouse.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to see them. So that was like not real to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And other than that, not much. I'm, bracket season's over officially.
Bracket season
after
is
this.
Over. And then it's Mets opening day on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's do some other podcast business. You want to come? Do you have time this week to talk Mets for a few minutes?
Yeah, it depends on what day, but I would love to figure that out.
All right, we'll figure that out offline. Okay. That's a 32 fans plug. Got NGOG. We got Brian Scally on the show this week. That's exciting.
Yes.
And this. I don't know. Nothing, not much else going on. Mm-hmm. Passover. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of food I could eat. You're kind of holiday.
Yeah.
Just, no, I mean, look, not that you love matzah. But.
Yeah. Look, that I am probably, again, just to reset this, reset the room. Mm-hmm. I enjoy food, you know, considerably. Mm-hmm. I don't go a day without it. You know, you're fasting left and right. You know, I almost never am fasting for a whole day.
Good point.
Yeah. So I rarely miss a meal. That I just don't like to go and talk about it, blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you like this? Especially on a podcast. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You don't think it plays.
It doesn't interest me. It's for some. That's what we have to be able to say. Like, this wasn't for me, but it's for you.
It's
and God
kids,
bless.
Right?
Yeah.
If your kids say like, oh, that's gross. You say like, no, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not my taste. That's what you teach your kids to say.
Yeah.
No, this sucks. Yeah, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. Akiva, yes. Great job once again. Next
great
week,
job by you.
But yeah, we'll be back with spinoffs, our trash. Also, that let me ask you that. I think I could bring this up. I got a concerned email from a listener.
Uh-oh.
That had a request.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
That I got a concerned email from a listener who said that basically they don't want us to play the Chester Men in Black outro to the show anymore.
And because, we rarely play it. We dropped it last week because Chester was on the show. Right? No,
you don't listen to the podcast, so we always play it.
I thought we have different outros.
Well, that we had one, we played the musical one for a while, and then then for like the last couple of months we've been playing Chester.
Okay.
And so without necessarily getting into the entire details of the email, this listener falls asleep listening to Renap, but then the sound of Chester singing Men in Black wakes this person up out of the deepest sleep every time from otherwise what would have been the beginning of a good night's sleep. So,
that's a horror.
This listener is asking that we please never play the song again.
All right. Do you want to go back to basics and play the Perfect Strangers outro right now?
Okay. So, I get woken up in the middle of the night and I can't fall back asleep. Like, I feel like you have no problem. You're out. You're out.
That's scary. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm out, like medically out. Like, I need to go to like a sleep specialist now. But yeah. That imagine waking up in the middle of the night and Chester's like rapping. Truly, no scarier thought I can think of. Chester also, like, he's fine with this.
Yeah.
He doesn't want this song being played.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, like, I don't think it's like at a blaring volume or anything like that. It just wakes up this person. They have nightmares.
That is very specific. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right, let us know this week if the Perfect Strangers outro or whatever Rob ends up playing ends up waking you up, listener.
All right. And with that, good night, everybody.
Perfect Strangers is a Miller Boyette production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.